I like these calm little moments before the storm. It reminds me of Beethoven.
Be still. Be still. Be still, you little cunt! Be still.
Hey, you two! Get your asses in here!
Said it, man. Nobody fucks with the Jesus.
All systems go.
Penis. Penis. Ah!
Well, I guess Pat's not coming over.
Nope. Guess not.
Oh, well.
Okay.
Oh, well. It's the Aristocrats. Aristocratsradio.com. Right, Craig?
We have a .com now?
Yeah, we've always had a .com. Where have you been?
Not on the internet.
Oh, yeah. Don't you still have 56K?
Maybe, if I'm lucky.
Wow. It's got a squirrel and a freaking...
It's got 41.1.
What's this 56K? 28.8 is all I know.
Climbs up to the...
Jesus Christ.
Climbs up the post.
He's a speed bump on the information superhighway, is Craig.
He's a dead armadillo.
More like roadkill, yeah.
Yeah. So, I guess I should say... MySpace.com/aristocratsradio.
Sounds about right.
And if you wanted to.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, okay. And we're on iTunes.
Yeah.
You didn't know that.
Yes, I didn't.
Oh, yeah. You search Aristocrats in iTunes and you can subscribe to the show. And every time we put one of these crappy things up, it'll automatically download for you.
Is that a paid subscription?
No.
No, it's free.
Absolutely free.
That's how I get it.
Who does iTunes?
I do.
And I mean... corporation.
Macintosh. So yes, you hook up your little iPod. Pod, and it'll automatically download and update. And
it's a horrible title, podcasting, anyway.
I never use the term podcasting.
Adam Curry, that dickhead.
Is that who did it?
Him and somebody else thought of
it. Oh, are we going to start trashing other shows?
No.
All right, let's go.
Just trash Adam Curry. He's a shithead.
Adam Curry, okay, who else?
Fucking horrible hair.
Who are those two punk kids?
Which ones? The ones that you were telling me about?
Yeah, the guy and the girl from Ohio. Dawn and Drew.
Oh, fuck them, too.
Oh, fuck Dawn and Drew.
They're not funny. You've listened to them.
I listened to one show. Minutes of it.
You should download them, like Craig listen to them. He'd be the best one for it, because he's never listened to anything.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on.
They didn't seem like they had that much energy.
Yeah, that's why. They suck. Yeah. Yeah.
But, you know, I'm not going to sit here and say we're any better, but,
you know. They're not real life breathers like we are. Feel that exhilaration.
Yeah, there's a lot of really crappy stuff out there.
There's a lot of shit on this supposed
arena. When I first started doing this in October, I was going through saying, like, okay, let's see what other people are doing. And I got through like 5 shows and I was like, you know what? I can't even.
Let's not see what other people
are
doing.
Yeah. You just kind of burn it down.
Like, the only good shows are like the tech shows. There's like a lot of
some
good
of
stuff.
The tech shows, some of the geek shows are kind of good, yeah.
They do them like every day. They'll be like 5 or 10 minutes and it's just two guys talking really fast. No dead air. Eat it all up.
They're all like ex-radio guys who got fired and they got to find a new way to do their thing.
And they just
do it on podcast for free.
Yeah, pretty much.
What bores.
It's awesome.
But other than that, I mean, there was, the funniest one I ever found was Steve Guest.
Yeah, I wish he was still doing it.
That was by far the funniest. I'm going to have to let you listen to that,
Craig.
Could
you perhaps explain this?
It's a fella named Steve, and he had a podcast and called it Stevecast.
Oh, witty.
And he couldn't really talk.
Spitting, hacking, coughing in the mic.
He's just...
Welcome to Stevecast. I'm Steve.
Damn you.
Like, I think he had a little tape recorder, and he would do it in that... And then transfer it to his computer and then put it up online. And it was like
crap.
Awful.
It sounded like he was doing everything off the radio.
I think I actually have some.
The music, everything.
Left over from when we did it. I guess that's the only one I got.
Because you really can't get them anymore. I tried to.
Let's see what this is here.
You've been
Bringing you another episode of SteveCast. I got a special lineup for you today. All the songs are going to be coming off Epitaph Records, so I got some punk and some hip-hop and some rock and all that good stuff. So it's going to be real fun. But first, I want to play a promo for the podcast novel by Scott Sigler called Ancestors. So here's the promo.
Sounds like it's up his nose.
And on this episode, I think he just had the recorder and just held it up to his computer speakers to play the music.
It sounds really crap.
So that's the Ancestor promo. It's a great podcast novel. I recommend you go download it on iTunes or whatever you use and get it. And get on it, because Scott Sayo is a great podcaster, and I recommend his work to you.
Really?
He's really
a great podcaster.
So here's our first song off the Epitaph playlist.
It's Epitaph, you twat.
It's called Where They Wander, and you're listening on SteveCast.
Horror Pops.
Yeah.
He calls it Epitaph Records.
So that was the Horror Pops with Where They Wander.
That's enough, Steve.
Okay, please end that.
Yeah, we have like two shows dedicated to him where we're just...
Wow.
Yeah, I've heard of them. They're classic.
That's classic Aristocrats!
If you never downloaded them before, you can't get them anymore.
Nope, sorry, fellas. All the old shows are gonzo.
Really?
Well, too many people like wanted to be on the show, and then they're like, can you delete everything I've ever said, ever?
Yeah, you were talking about this.
Through your, like...
What?
Like, I had like a dozen shows up, and like somebody would just be like... Yeah, you know, I'm now, like, I'm just making this up, like, counseling kids or something, or doing, like, weird stuff, or I'm, like, a teacher or something, and I don't want people knowing that it's me, so could you just delete everything? Yeah, sure.
That's nice.
So.
Wow.
I try to tell people now, like, if you want to come on.
Sell out.
If you want to come on, make sure you want to come on, because I'm not deleting anything.
Why didn't you tell me this earlier?
Yeah, you know,
I did.
He's already, like, sick of it.
I asked you if you wanted to change your name, and you said no.
I don't
remember that.
I wanted.
Was I drunk?
Yeah.
Yeah, you were drunk that night. Yeah.
You were like, all right, why do you not want to do this now?
Shut up, you whore.
Oh, my God, you got a good point. I might want to be a teacher. I might want to teach retarded kids.
I might want to be a retarded kid.
It's all in character.
Hey.
Yeah. Waddle doodle.
It was a character that I played.
Hey.
I guess it's all right. I haven't really said anything that bad.
Not yet.
Yeah, well,
wait, if you really want, you have an open forum.
Yeah.
Go nuts.
No.
No, okay.
He'll just cut it out anyway.
Yeah,
sure. Hey,
I mean, as long as like
post production,
like, hey, could you cut that out? Sure, but don't like 3 months down the road where
it's
been downloaded like 300 times. Be like, hey, can you like you know go to everyone's house and delete it off their computer
and beat them with bats?
Yeah,
why not? You get a good computer.
Yeah, you can download it off other people's computer.
With all the downloading.
Download
them. Cease and desist on people's downloads when you're putting them up.
Yeah, I know.
We'll get that guy from Metallica. He'll get it.
Yeah.
That little guy.
That little Lars guy.
Little Lars fella.
Teeny Lars, yeah.
So, I guess podcast. This is the dangers of podcasting, I guess.
Yeah, oh, by the way. Yeah. No more. No, I'm kidding.
By the way.
By the way, my name is now Sam. This is Sam. And,
Sam
we didn't
Jenkins.
Even say our names.
Yeah, what's your name, sir?
I'm Derek.
Hi.
John. Smith.
It's me.
Hi, it's Craig.
That's Craig, and we got Mailman Vaughn.
How you doing, kids? See, I actually like doing this. This is sad. Everybody else is like,
I
oh,
like
no.
pretend radio.
Yeah.
And whatever.
It's like I'm in the basement again.
Again, I've been in the basement.
After this, we're going to do a TV show
with a cardboard box.
Our first guest,
big cardboard box.
Yeah,
yeah.
Well,
fat man. Yeah.
It's more the cardboard dumpster.
Yeah, there's a lot of really crappy stuff out there.
Yeah,
it's a shit smorgasbord.
We should really do a thing on that.
I tried when we first did this, and I was going through, and I couldn't even listen to them.
Let me go through it.
If you want to look through and get clips, be my guest.
Yeah, because I'm a big fan of this stuff.
I don't have the patience to...
Be a real clipster?
Oh, yeah. I don't have the patience. I mean, Steve was one thing I found, which was like...
Amusing?
Yeah, like, oh my God, this is great. So I had no problem cutting it, but I can't go through stuff. And
horrible.
Horrible stuff. But there's also a lot of good stuff.
Yeah, there is.
There is according to Vaughn.
They talk about good comic books in...
comic books.
Yeah, let's talk about comic book guys.
And sci-fi movies and...
What's that new, the new gay comic character?
Was it,
Batgirl?
Yeah, no, Batwoman.
Oh, Batwoman.
Batgirl?
Woman. No, not Batgirl. That's the thing everybody else, somebody else is telling me. It's like, isn't it Batgirl? It's like, no. This is a stupid character they killed off in the 50s because she was horrible.
So she stunk.
Because, well, you never seen any of the stuff that they used to do in the 50s. Like, because they had all these weird characters back in the 50s. They had Bat-Dog and all this stupid shit. You know.
Bat-Hitler.
Yeah, they have all these oddball things.
Was she a dyke in the 50s?
No. She was like, she wore like the... like a fancy costume. She used to run around with a handbag and beat him with the handbag. It's like, what the hell? How horrible is this?
Fucking Zsa Zsa Gabor running around.
So they killed her off in the 50s because it was just like, they kind of got sick of having so many weird little characters.
Yeah.
So now they're bringing her back for the big 52 thing because they did this whole Infinite Crisis thing during the last couple months.
Oh, yeah.
So now they're doing this big weekly thing called 52. So they're going to bring new characters in. And it's like you're just rehashing old characters. And they're going to make her a lesbo, which is like, oh, great. Who cares? It's like they had this big interview with Dan DiDio, and you're just like, you fucking asshole. Who really cares anymore? It's like, why did they give you the reins?
Does she have like a mullet with the bat symbol?
No, she looks like the lipstick lesbian type. You know, long hair, you know, very... very well kept, you know. No,
she should have made her the Butch. That would have been. I would read that
with the mullet and the
Melissa
Etheridge looking kind of
Doc Martens and the plaid shirt
and the stubble.
Yeah, living in like
Katie Lang, you mean like?
West Virginia, wherever the hell they live.
Gotham. It's in like Alabama. Whole new place,
Birmingham.
So that's going to be terrible. You going to read it?
And I don't read that much DC anyway. I read a lot of independent comics, so it's not like I'm not going to read it.
No, he's too cool for the room. Yeah.
No, I read some DC stuff, but it's just I'm not like some big comic geek where I'm like I buy every fucking thing ever created.
I started reading Ultimate Hulk vs. Wolverine.
Yeah,
I got the first two. I'm waiting for the next one.
That's a good comic.
Where Wolverine gets ripped in half by the Hulk.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, he grows back, doesn't he? I remember this.
No, he doesn't grow back.
Two Wolverines?
No.
Wolverine?
Basically, Hulk ripped him in half and threw his bottom half like a couple miles up a mountain.
Yeah.
So Wolverine had to climb using his adamantium claws
up
the mountain and sniffed out his lower half.
Yeah.
Basically, good thing he had
sniffing.
Some shitty man underwear on.
Sniffing out his ace.
Oh, there I am.
Those tacos from yesterday.
Oh, I love corn.
I'm sure if he just kind of like stays still for a while, he'll probably just mend back together.
Did you fart broccoli? Or is that pine?
What was the thing they did where they just like basically there was so many like weird like holes in all the stories where they just had this big thing happen where
they redid
everybody's story.
Out.
Yeah,
they do that every so many years where they just kind of clear
start
out
over.
House.
Yeah. Like they're like, just, oh, all that stuff? That happened in a different universe.
Yeah, like they just did with this one. They kind of opened up all the universes, like, you know, Earth 1, 2, 3, Z, Q, L. It's like all these fucking weird Earths where everybody comes from, you know, and they kind of merge on one Earth, and then they have a big battle, and then either, like, one of the Earths gets destroyed, and certain people get brought over, or they just kind of all go back, you know. And they did that a couple years ago with, like, Identity Crisis, and then they just did Infinite Crisis. So they kind of just want to clear house.
Yeah.
They'll just, you know, they'll kill off people for no, like, out of the blue. Like, people, like...
Just for, like, continuity purposes, like...
Because they have so many freaking superheroes that are like, you know, we can't write 50 books.
Yeah.
For, like, because they write, like, 3 or 4 books for Batman, 5 or 6 books for Superman, a couple of books for Wonder Woman, a couple of books for this character. You get, like, thousands and thousands of comics on all these characters, and, you know, some people don't, you know, just don't buy them, so they find a good way to kill the character off, so they bring them into these big, big battle, these big massive battles.
So are they saying like there's like an Earth 1 and Earth 2 Batman?
Yeah, Earth 1, Earth 2 Batman, Earth 3 Batman. Like it's the same thing with Superman.
And
they're all different, like there's all different things that go on, like their stories are changed.
Does Earth 1 and 2 Batman meet and fight? Is that what happened?
I think in the last one they just did, it was like I think it was a Superboy Prime, which is a Earth Prime's Superboy. And then Superboy, Superman, yeah. I know, I'm a big geek. I read
this
stuff.
I'm sorry, I just woke up. what are you guys talking about?
When you hear me talking about this, you're just like, oh my God, what a geek.
Yeah.
You know, because it's like, and then it's like Superman of Earth 2 and Superman of Earth 1, are fighting against him. It's just, it's all this weird shit. I can't really explain it because
just can't.
We don't have enough time
straight
in my life to explain all this stupid shit. That's why I kind of stay with like independent comics, where it's like, you know,
yeah,
it's like one character. They do like 6 or 10 issues. It's over, and then you get a new thing from that person.
Yeah,
it's not a constant thing, you know. It's like, oh, I can read and then be done with it. I don't have to go on for the next 25 years of my life reading the same character.
So what's new and exciting in the independent comic world? What are you reading?
What am I reading?
Oh, what's in your crapper?
Yeah, right. What have I been reading? I don't know. I haven't gone to the comic shop in a while. I really haven't gone to the comic shop in a while. I was actually thinking of doing that today.
I went to Amazing Stories.
Oh, you went over there?
Yeah.
It's teeny, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's teensy.
Yeah, I think I like Jane Silent Bob's better.
It's actually nice for like just if like because we kind of do areas over there, like, yeah, you know, mail. So if like you get done and you can just walk over and just kind of like waste time, you know, yeah, before you have to go back. So I'll just sit in there.
And I just felt it was just me and him.
Yeah.
And he's just like looking at me and I'm like looking at the wall, and but I'm not really looking at anything. I'm just in my peripheral vision watching him.
Yeah. And you can see him looking at you, checking.
And then I'm like, well, I don't want to just leave because I just walked in here, so I just kind of walked around for a little bit, like looking at nothing, and I was just like, there's nothing here.
That's where I got the Star Wars holiday special.
Oh yeah, they got all the bootleg.
Yeah, I picked that up and the guy was like, you're getting into, right?
That, sir?
You know what this is,
like,
right?
You know what you're getting into, right? And I'm like, yeah, I've been told.
What, yeah, is that a DVD or a VHS?
Yes, DVD. Yeah. Oh, it's freaking horrible.
We should bring it over. We should get clips from it.
Have you ever seen it?
I've seen bits and pieces. I saw.
I watched it one night all
Chewbacca,
by myself.
Chewbacca like yelling at his kid or something.
What? Just
the holiday
stop
special? You've never seen?
No. Oh. So this is just like a Chewbacca Christmas.
The thing is, it's kind of a big thing because it starts from the last one. It has B. Arthur in it and all these fucking people. It's horrendous.
What?
Yeah. It's right after episode 4. What? Right when Star Wars blew up, they had the holiday special.
Maybe. Yeah. Yes.
Like CBS and it was, or NBC aired it.
Everybody's in it. It's never been aired since.
No.
Yes. Yeah, because
everybody's in it.
Like the quote on the back of the thing, because it was like, you know, it's made on like, you know, Photoshop and printed on a copier. The back quote, it's not even, it's George Lucas. It says, I wish I could destroy every copy that's ever been released. Like,
is that a direct quote from him?
Yeah, from him, because he saw it when it was released and doesn't, that's why it's never been put on DVD. Did he not do it?
Or?
Well, no, he gave them the okay. He didn't do it.
He didn't think it would
have
such
like
success.
His characters, you know, because, you know, Harrison Ford's in it. What's his name?
Mark Hamill,
you know. Yeah.
Carrie Fisher's
in it for a little bit. They're all in it, like, for little bits. And it's just like, oh, you know they're just getting paid to do this. And they're just
the Chewbacca thing is like Douche Chill City.
Yeah.
It's like it's Lady Chewbacca and Chewbacca and little baby Chewbacca
Jr. And that's the whole story. The whole story is that Chewbacca is trying to get home for Christmas in his country. Like in his planet, what Christmas is?
It's Chewie's Planes,
Kashyyyk.
Trains, and Automobiles.
Yeah, Kashyyyk. Yeah, it's just horrendous.
It's bad, and like,
yeah, it's fucking bad.
B. Arthur's in this,
and it looks like they kind of intercut some pieces of like, I guess, stuff that George Lucas didn't want to show, like from the movies. He's like, okay, put this in there. Okay, put this in there. They kind of like pulled pieces out. Yeah, B. Arthur's in it. Like,
what the hell does she do?
She's one of the bad guys. It's looking for them.
Really?
It's trying to stop the whole thing. Yeah. Like the only good thing out of the whole bit is it's like this just weird animated segment with a Boba Fett.
That's
the only cool part about it.
The official first appearance of Boba Fett is animated because he was cut out of the episode 4.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
But he was brought back in.
Yeah, it was because episode 4 was so big that they needed to do something. And that's what they put out. I was like, and then you see all the other stuff they put out. They put out like the Ewok cartoons.
I remember the Ewok cartoons.
Well, they put them on DVD.
What was that friggin' the special? Like the Ewok movie with the little
kid,
dykey looking girl.
I don't know, but it was like a TV movie too, and that's out on DVD too.
And it had that weird Ewok that ran really fast. It's like,
yeah. Oh god,
it was awful. But
I hated those
fucking
movies.
I liked it when I was a kid, but like
when you watch them now, it's like
looking back on it, I'm just like, ugh,
what the?
It's like watching the Planet of the Apes miniseries. You ever see that?
No.
They did like after all the movies were over, they did like a
they had like a show.
Oh yeah, 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 yeah.
And you watch that now, you're like, oh, like, God, that was horrible.
Conquest of the Planet of the Apes. Thinking. And all
oh,
that.
No, that's a movie. That's,
well,
that's
I can't keep track of them.
That's
really
the final movie, I think. Conquest.
I saw
of
the first one, and I saw the second one.
I've seen all of them in weird. I've seen both the first two like back to back 100 times. I love those two movies.
Yeah,
they're freaking ridiculous.
The second one, Charlton Heston's in it for like a
two
minute.
Minutes. He gets killed. Yeah,
yeah.
The first minute.
Yeah, he's like, and he just
come on. What the hell's her name?
Who?
Uh-oh.
Nova?
Nova.
Nova.
Come on, Nova. Let's ride into the desert.
I'll make you my woman, Nova. Let me mount you.
So anyway.
Taylor! Taylor!
I took his brain.
You're animals. I just played that, didn't I?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You played something like that.
You blew it up.
Blew it all the hell.
Damn you!
Damn you all the hell.
Yeah. Yeah, it's somewhere there. I don't know. Whatever.
Derek tries to find it.
Yeah, let's take a break. We'll get back and talk about some funny stuff we found.
That was a fucking train wreck.
No, it's not bad. Don't
my
good.
Microphone smells like a hamburger bun.
That
smells
would
like
be
a, like the potato hamburger buns.
That would be Matt's.
It smells
from last week.
Like a goddamn bag of Martin's. Hot dog buns or hamburger rolls.
And you're complaining why? I'm starving
just,
now.
I've just been enamored by
somebody go get food now. I'm hungry.
Can we get some hot, some potato rolls?
Somebody run to Grand Union.
I can eat potato rolls just out of the bag.
Why don't
I do.
Go upstairs and see if Jeannie Garofalo has any?
Yeah, do you have any potato rolls?
No, I got Coke and pot.
Okay. And my kids.
Doing lines off my kid's ass. Can bounce break a time. Quarter off it.
Break time.
Break time now.
Break time, break time, break time.
Well, I thought we were all having fun.
No, we are having fun.
Oh.
What
happened?
Machine than man, twisted and deep.
Thanks, Derek. Thank you.
All right.
Oh.
We're talking comic books here.
It's a regular convention.
That's all we do.
A whole bunch of things.
Talking about comic book movies.
The worst. Some of them are horrible.
I think probably the worst movies that ever come out are video game movies.
Super Mario Brothers?
Yeah.
I have Super Mario Brothers on DVD.
You, hopefully you didn't spend more than like $2 on that.
$7.
Ugh.
On Toys R Us. I would.
At Toys R Us?
At Toys R Us.
At Toys R Us,
oh, okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Fine.
I would have spent $15 to buy it.
Really?
I love that movie.
You actually
shit.
Do.
It is so
you just
bad.
Love John Leguizamo so much.
I love John Leguizamo, and I love
Bob Hoskins and Dennis Hopper.
And Dennis Hopper, yeah.
Yeah, wow. Okay. But that's that movie, Blue.
It was so bad. It was.
It's like Bob Hoskins really needed the money. He was like paying off a loan or something. Yeah. John Leguizamo was just like, I need to get in the film somewhere.
They need a funny spick somewhere. Maybe I could be Italian.
I don't get that at all. Yeah, that doesn't make no sense at all.
What's your name? Mario. What's your last name? Mario.
Well, that's
and who are you? Luigi. Luigi who? Mario.
Well, that's the truth. That's how the characters are in the games.
Yes,
they're
I realize.
Mario, Luigi, Mario. So.
Which is kind of
that was the only piece in the whole film that was accurate.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, Bowser was Dennis Hopper.
Yeah. Jesus. They should have just made a cartoon or something.
White guy. Well, they did. They made those cartoons in the 80s with Lou Albano and stuff like that.
Yeah, oh, well, yeah.
They did those.
We always come back to this, don't we?
Lou Albano.
We always come back to Lou Albano.
Somewhere I have a video of, it's like when Mario Brothers were on.
Yeah.
It's like two episodes, and one of them is the one with Roddy Piper.
Oh, they just put those on DVD. I really want to pick those
up. Did they really?
Yeah, they put the show on DVD.
They, Roddy Piper brings his bagpipes in to get fixed. Because he's playing the national anthem at Madison Square Garden.
Yeah. Oh, God.
And, yeah. And they fucked it up somehow.
I asked him when I saw him that one time at that convention. I asked him if he actually cursed at the guy who played Luigi. Because supposedly
heard that.
The reason why they put those fake laughter bits in is because they didn't want to cut it out because it was actually a good take. Mm-hmm. But he'd curse at him. And they put those high laughter bits. Because
yeah.
He'd call him like a fuck or something like that. And he'd just curse at him like just in the middle of a line.
Who would curse?
Lou Albano. He'd curse at him just because he didn't like the guy, I guess. That's what I was told.
Who was that guy? I don't even know who he was.
I don't even know.
Just some skinny guy. Some green fucking overalls.
I don't think he's ever done anything since.
No.
You can't really call that doing anything either.
There's a clip online of them. You can hear him like...
He says fuck.
He's like, oh, fucking...
Yeah, and it's his high laughter. You have to like listen to it a couple times to actually hear it.
Those kids are nothing but a bunch of SOBs.
Huh?
What did Lou Albano say?
That's like, he was like, he just kind of nodded it off, and he was like, do you want an autograph? And I was like, oh, wait a second. I kept asking these weird questions.
No, I'm a nerd. I got to keep asking you questions you don't want to answer.
Like, I would, and that's what the thing I did when I met, what's his name, Frank Gorshin. I asked him all these weird questions about Cesar Romero, because he used to play the Riddler. I used to ask him, would he wear it, like, because supposedly he'd be in character all day, because he was this big character actor.
Yeah.
And I
wasn't
asked him, like,
Cesar Romero the Joker?
Yeah.
And you said the Riddler.
No, Frank Gorshin's the Riddler.
Frank Gorshin was the
Riddler. Well,
oh,
and he was asking him about.
Well, yeah, okay. I was asking him about Cesar Romero, and I would ask him, and this is, and also like, you know,
goofy his, fuck.
And I'm like, did he go out to lunch with you guys with the makeup on? And like he'd be like, well, let me think. He's like, yeah, there was that one time when we were in the commissary, and he's telling me these stories, and I'm like, he's like, did they get really pissed because they wouldn't shave that silly little mustache off? Because that was another story that supposedly the producers didn't like that he had the mustache over the makeup. You know, see this silly little handlebar mustache that he had. And he's like, well, I've never heard about that, but whatever you've been told. And like, and he just kind of like, he'd be like all into it. Yeah. And then there was like Batgirl who was just like, huh? You just like, you pass her. He's like, fuck her. Fuck her. Lando. Fuck yeah, let's get Lando's autograph.
Lando?
Yeah, Lando. I got his autograph too. He's cool. He's cool because he was autographing a Colt 40s. You know, the Colt 45. This kid in front of me had
Billy
D. Williams.
Had two big undrank friggin' Colt 45s, and he signed them.
That's
just like,
funny.
Wow.
You know, at least he knows what
he looks like hell. I saw him at the, they were doing something for Lucas.
Yeah, he's hit the wall.
Yeah, he came out with a cane. His face is all blurry.
Well, he's what, like, is he like in his late 60s, 70s?
He's like
60 like
something.
Like 95. I don't know. Gives a shit.
And like, who else is there? Adam West. He's a prick.
Is he?
I've met him a couple times. He's a prick. He can be a real prick. I mean, there's like, especially in like convention settings, because he's getting paid to sit and sign. But you just ask him questions, he just kind of just looks at you like you're nuts.
And I'm a man who loves taffy.
I asked him about, he did some weird Italian film in the 80s, like between his hiatuses, you know, of his greatness and
his
being Batman.
Well,
now he's like, you know, he's all big because of Family Guy is the mayor, so he's kind of known now. But back in the 80s and kind of the early 90s,
he was just
when he was homeless.
He was, he was like, you know, paying, he was going to like car dealerships openings and doing signings and stuff like that in the bath suit, you know, like horrible things. And I was asking him about this 80s
pure
film he did.
West power.
I was asking about this 80s film he did where he played this weird character, and there's just a scene where this woman's getting undressed in this car with him, and he's just like freaking out. And I was asking about this, and he just kind of just shoos you off, like signs his things real quick and shoos you off.
Good.
Batman, don't you forget it.
Yeah. And, like, you got Frank Gorshin sitting next to him, and he's just laughing at him because he's like, just answer the fucking question, you know?
You were
and
there.
Even Dolph Lundgren, who was, Rutger Hauer was there, too, this convention. Yeah, it was just...
Rutger was there?
Well, because they were doing, like, a big thing at the end of at 10 o'clock that night, like, midnight showing of Blade Runner, and they were going to do question and answer. It was, like, 10 o'clock, then the movie would end, and at midnight, they'd do a question and answer. With him.
I call it a Q&A, but that's just me.
Oh, question and answer.
Sorry, I'm not in the know.
Get down to business.
Q&A. And he's looking at him like, just fucking answer the question. Like, who the fuck cares?
Hi, Adam, could you answer his question? I'm really interested. I was wondering that myself.
I didn't ask him anything. I just kind of was like, you're great.
Yeah, I love you.
I liked you in Blade Runner. I don't think I've ever seen anything else, but...
You saw Sin City.
Oh yeah, he's in Sin City. Yeah,
he's totally forgot.
He's a free agent. Well,
he was
between,
the terrorist.
Between
in,
Blade Runner and Sin City, I haven't seen anything else.
He's in like hundreds of movies that no one's ever seen.
He was in that movie with Roosevelt Island.
That movie.
The
movie.
Tram
that
goes
the tram.
Across, and he's with Sylvester Stallone, Billy Dee Williams, or cops.
Nah.
Jason Moran.
See, I didn't see it.
It's an awful
Rocky
movie.
And Lando?
That'd be a great title.
That would be. Oh,
Rocky
my God.
Had that shitty machismo beard he had.
Oh, yeah.
And those
was that
like
Cobra,
clear sunglasses. No, it wasn't Marion Cobretti over
Cobra
there.
Cobra on Rock. That was a great movie. That and the first Rambo. Oh.
First Rambo
First Blood
great.
Is fucking awesome.
Nothing is over.
And he's in the woods the whole time?
Yeah.
And the next one, he's in Vietnam for some strange fucking reason.
He goes back to Nam to get him back, and he gets double-crossed.
Like, what the fuck?
He goes back to Nam to have sex with boys.
Yeah. So what stories we got today, since I want to get off? I want to get off this subject.
I want to not be a nerd.
Yeah. Nerd. At least I'm not gay like the rest of everybody else. Can you take my name out?
Well, apparently George Lucas... no, I'm just kidding.
What? Really?
Star Wars. This is a story we've been seeing run around all day, which is a college students found dead inside balloon. Two college students were found dead inside a large deflated helium balloon after apparently pulling it down and crawling inside it.
Was it in the shape of a big doggy or a... little hat, maybe.
Crawling.
Oh, this crawling one's a lobster.
Damn it!
I'm in the claws.
They went to the office in Maslin.
It's a giant sale. King Kong's here. Buy some mattresses.
You know what's funny? You were just yelling at me because everything goes back to Star Wars. The first thing I thought of was when episode 3 came out, they had the giant Darth Vader head on top of Burger King and like his stupid hands.
That was awesome.
And it kept like falling over. It was terrible. It didn't even look like him. So anyway, I think this was at a condominium. Yeah, okay.
It just opened.
The death of Jason...
Death of right, a white guy and a spick girl.
Okay. Enough, Eric.
Man, guy.
Jason and Sarah, 21, appear to be accidental. Bodies were found Saturday, partially inside a deflated helium balloon at the entrance of a condominium complex.
Because they do want to pay to get high.
Yeah.
Partially? Were they almost out?
I guess
we
so.
We can't get that extra step to oxygen.
Dead.
They were
Gin.
Just... If they're doing like the Howie Mandel bit.
Didn't you show me a thing last week about somebody doing that with a koosh ball?
Oh, yeah.
That was horrendous.
I was waiting for it to blow up on him. That didn't happen.
Or him hitting his head off his freaking coffee table.
Passes out.
It was a big pile.
So it was an 8-foot in diameter balloon used to advertise the complex. It said, like, apartments.
Open.
Yeah, open.
Condos. Big time.
It was more a fun thing that they thought they were doing. Whose daughter was found dead. Lady. You know how you blow up the... what the fuck? You know how you blow up the balloon and suck in the helium?
Wait, there. It says it in
that's
the...
That's a quote.
Oh, God.
And then it goes to the county medical examiner, blah, blah, blah.
What a smug.
Deathwood Gardens, now murder-free.
Yeah, no roaches.
Inhaling helium can quickly lead to brain damage and death from lack of oxygen.
What a cheap bunch of bastards.
You've done this before, haven't you?
Yes.
I've done it, too.
Well, no, I,
Do it at, like, weddings and stuff like that.
At Friendly's. I was
place
at Friendly's.
Oh, yeah, Friendly's with the big cans.
Well, yeah, I did that, but also, right when they redecorated it,
oh, yeah.
When we had that big whole spiel,
yeah.
Me and Vaughn used to work at Friendly's together, yeah. And there were just balloons all over the place. I was off the clock. I was with, Nad Nud. And there were balloons all over, and I kept sucking in the helium and, like, just doing the voice or whatever. And then I just remember being at the register, and I just completely blacked out.
Yeah.
And Dan had to, like, shake me. I'm like, huh? There was no oxygen in my brain, I guess.
I shouldn't say this, but I have fun with that place. Every time I go in, you know how they have the little knickknacks on the walls? You don't have to take this out. This is actually pretty good. Every time I go in there, I thieve a piece of knickknack off the wall, like a book.
Did you get the clown that looks like the dishwasher?
I'm still trying to get that.
You look just like the old dishwasher.
There's this little sad clown, this little sad clown figure that's sitting in the corner of one of their little rows. If you ever go in there, you'll see it. It's disturbing, and it looks like one of the dishwashers we used, who still works there, I think.
Does he?
Yeah.
He was a crazy guy.
Yeah, he's creepy. And every time I'm in there, I'm always trying to get those seats so I can climb up and grab it. So I'm always pulling books off or...
Nothing's nailed down?
Not everything. Not a lot of things. Like, the books you can peel off. Like, I peeled... Like the last time I was there, I took one of those... Like, this big piece of metal. It's shaped like an apple. I just plopped it off the thing, shoved it in my pocket, and walked out.
It's probably like hot glued, like all that stuff at Pizza Hut.
No, the
salad bar, all that shit was
hot glued.
I think
the only thing you can't take off the walls is the paintings. They're nailed into the walls.
Yeah. You need a screw gun to get it out.
It's like, who the hell would take them anyway? $1.50 painting.
Who would take pictures from a Pizza Hut?
So moving on.
Who would do such a thing?
Who would even want that in their house?
Who would want some Italian guy standing in front of a train?
See, the salad bar I would take from the Pizza Hut just for the fun of it.
Just for the smell of it.
I stole the Pizza Hut.
Dirtiest salad bar. Thing ever.
It really is.
What, the salad bar?
Yes.
No shit.
Awful.
Okay, we get it. Ever since when you started working there, I was like, he's a friend of mine. You know, he's a great guy, but I'm never eating there again.
You, dude,
because I know the shit you used to do and the other stuff and the other jobs you used to do.
But it would have been fine for you. Oh,
fine, I used to
walk out of like Friendly's at night, leaving, and I turn around and there was like a little window, and I would just see his bare ass against it with his cheeks spread, showing me his asshole.
We're throwing hard-boiled eggs. You know those big 5-gallon tubs of hard-boiled eggs? They did have like pickled eggs. Used to take those and throw them into the freezer machine that keeps the plate frozen. I did this one night. You remember this? I think you heard about it a couple nights ago.
I don't know.
I did it on like a Friday night, and the big manager wasn't there. And then I had to work Saturday morning, and she's getting things up. She's going in. She walks in there and she sees these eggs just frozen into the machine. And through this big, thick metal door, she screams my name. I'm just like, shit, I'm done. I did so much crap in that job, and she made me clean them out. So she's like, you're going to stay in here until those are clean. So I was in there for 2 hours freezing my ass off, like in shorts. I'm like, this sucks. She's like, that's what you get. I'm like, oh, great, thanks. All right, what were we saying?
You did this.
Yes, you started this.
Oh, what?
Tell them about helium. And
helium. You know how to do it?
So they're dead.
You know actually how to do it?
Do what?
No, just breathe. Call back from before.
Oh.
They explain it to you in the friggin' paragraph.
I know how to do this, but I don't know how he's going to do it. David Copperfield is going to impregnate a woman on stage.
With his penis?
Illusionist David Copperfield is planning to go one better than rival David Blaine by impregnating a woman live on stage.
What did David Blaine try
it gonna
to
be
do?
Like,
the magician will carry out the stunt in Germany he insists... even touching the volunteer.
He's fucking her beforehand.
Copperfield tells Page Six, there's a great deal of new territory to conquer. I'm going to make this girl pregnant. Naturally, there will be no sex.
What?
Everybody will be happy about it, but I'm not telling you anymore.
This is how he does it normally,
has
right?
David Copperfield lost his little...
effing mind?
Did you hear
what's
about...
what's left of his mind? What happened to Claudia Schiffer?
No. Oh, that's years ago. Did you hear about what happened to him a couple of months ago, or like maybe like 5 months ago? Him and two of his assistants got robbed.
Yeah, and did sleight of hand.
He made them think that he didn't have a wallet. Well, one of his assistants got robbed of like $500 in a watch.
Yeah, he takes out his wallet. He's like, whoosh, whoosh. I don't know. And
he can't do that for his friend.
You see, but he can do sleight of hand of penis. You know,
sleight of penis.
You're in. Oh,
I mean, how are they gonna?
Maybe he'll...
How are they going to verify
it? Yeah, how are they going to verify that she wasn't pregnant originally?
This is just retarded.
Yeah, that'd be hardcore.
Because, I mean, there's no way to really know if, like, the second somebody gets impregnated.
It takes, like, weeks.
Yeah.
Maybe it's... I don't know.
Oh, it's retarded.
That would be something to see, though, compared to David Blaine.
And, like, what kind of,
Something to see. Something to see. He's going to be standing here. Should we stand over there? Oh, she's pregnant.
That's the thing. There's no end game.
No, but the thing would be good if he actually got in, like, medical people to do the beginning. Like,
yeah, but how do you know they're real, though?
What, Dr. Mangala is going to come out of retirement for this or something? Yep, she's pregnant.
Yeah, you're right. That's true. Right. It's just like the whole thing with David Blaine. He's in the fishbowl for 8 days. Woo-hoo. It's like this is like something.
It's like he gets. David Blaine pisses me off. Really pisses me off.
Craig.
I was in the water for 8 days.
He's a wizard.
Okay. He might hear me.
He's magic.
He may or may not hear me now.
Look, he's out the window.
Oh my God.
Just don't. No, don't do that because I'm gonna have to turn around. All too often now.
He's hovering.
It's just like he's like shipwrecked or something. People stay in the water all the time.
It's like all of them. It's like him, Chris Angel.
Mind Freak.
Well, Chris Angel is just a complete lie.
Yeah, but at least he tells you that he's a lie.
Yeah, he put a DVD out showing how he did everything.
Yeah. That's cool.
Who else?
Super Dave
Penn and Teller the same way. No, Super Dave Osborne. Don't ever say anything bad about Super Dave
Osborne. No, I love Super Dave.
He's like 900.
Dun, 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 dun. Hey, Fuji!
Fakest
stuff. The freaking Penn and Teller is hysterical too.
No qualms about it. It would just be a cut shot and then like just a rag doll
flying.
And then it would just be him on the ground. And
I like freaking Wile E. Coyote.
I loved this cartoon, though.
Yeah,
it's a good cartoon.
God, I forgot about that.
He does other things, though.
Next time you had a comic thing, see if you can give me the Super Dave Osborne
show on DVD.
I'm sure they have it somewhere.
There's a couple of things I'm still looking for.
What was I going to say? Shit. Fuck.
Your mother.
Magic.
Cunt.
I don't know. The Wizard. Amazing Jonathan.
Oh, yeah, he's good, too.
I like him. Okay. He sells that knife.
What, the one where you the bleeder?
Yeah. He sells it. It's like a couple $100.
The one thing I only saw with him was the bit where he has the assistant.
Yeah.
And he staples her with the playing cards.
Yeah.
It's freaking ridiculous.
Oh my god.
Supposedly his that first special he did,
uh-huh.
The one who was assistant, especially his wife.
It was, yeah, and they divorced, I think.
And they divorced, and I think the new person who's his assistant is his new wife or his new girlfriend.
Did you see the game show that he had? It was really cheap production.
In Vegas. It was like a really shit game show network
or something late at night. Oh. It was awful. Awful.
I like him, though. He's funny.
Yeah, it was like his show.
The lowest production ever.
Really?
No.
It's like cable access.
It was like that, but it was like in a casino.
It's like fucking just like Wayne's World in a casino.
There's a show that what's his name? The guy who did the Gong Show, the guy who produced the Gong Show and also hosted, I forget his name.
Dave Barris.
Chuck Barris. Yeah.
Chuck Barris.
He did a show called the $1.98 Beauty Pageant.
Oh, with
yeah, come on.
The guy who throws the confetti around. Yeah,
Rip Torn.
Yeah, that's it. and he...
That was the good... That used to be on Game Show Network,
Yeah, it used to be on like Game Show Network at 12, 1 o'clock in the morning.
1 o'clock on Sunday nights.
And it'd be the...
Wank, wank.
It's like kind of like the Gong Show, but it would be just women...
Just being humiliated.
Just doing like... What's the oddest thing you can do? And then they do it, and then, you know, the friggin'... The crowd was full of old people. The best part of the thing was Rip Taylor would come out, you know, he'd like, and with the big bag of confetti, he'd run up to the crowd and burst whoever was in front of him in the face with a handful of confetti. Like an old woman gets blasted in the mouth with a handful of confetti. And like they have the judges, you know, like, and then whoever gets awarded.
Farr.
Yeah, just the fucking just like the C list of the Gong Show.
George Kennedy, when he was whacked out on Quaaludes or something,
and like the corpse of like, you know,
Gary Berghoff,
Bernard Shaw, you know, it's like fucking just something else. And like the winner would get a bouquet of rotting vegetables and $1.98 change.
He had this thing on his like the big change dispenser thing.
Yeah, $1.98 change. That's how they won.
Here you go, sweetheart.
That's how they won. It's the best because it's just so god awful. Because you know the one who always won was the hot girl.
Yeah.
Because they'd have like one woman who looked like she was disfigured in a car wreck and like a woman with multiple sclerosis or like a woman with one arm missing. And then they'd have like the hot woman who did like tap dancing and she'd win. No, automatically.
Tap dancing.
Yeah.
Tap like, dancing in a bikini.
Yeah, that's it. And she won. It's like
was okay. It that transvestite horrible lady?
One piece.
Her?
Yeah.
Fuck, that's awful.
Oh, God.
Tap.
Well, speaking of hot, another teacher having sex with a student. Hot. There's been rashes of this.
Do they have a picture of her?
Yes, they do.
Yeah, she's actually pretty good looking. I wish they had some, like, you know, nice...
Hey.
Yeah.
Nice bikini shots next to, like, she was, Harley or something.
Do they have the... They should get the...
Kids
Miss
picture?
Texas pictures.
Well, they didn't...
Where's she from?
Texas.
Again?
She was like Miss Texas or something.
Oh, wow.
Miss... Miss Teen Pregnancy Texas.
That's great. But the thing is, it's always a decent-looking woman when it's normal kids. Is it normal kids or is it retarded?
No, she's normal. Here's the thing. A first-year Hebron high school teacher and former Miss Texas contestant. Okay, she didn't win. Faces up to 20 years in jail after an 18-year-old student.
What?
Told police he had
years ago.
He had sex with the 25-year-old woman several times at her apartment. Amy McAlary, who taught Spanish and was a cross country coach at the blah 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 blah, is charged with having an improper relationship with a student, a second degree felony. She was arrested on May 25th, $5,000 bail, and was released.
Does it explain when this happened though? Like if he was 18,
shut up! I'll tell you. According to an arrest warrant affidavit, another student sent an anonymous note last month to the police saying she had intimate text messages with the 18-year-old.
Ooh, a little weenie.
And she was charged under a law that outlaws sexual relationships between educators and students, even if the sex is consensual. and the student is of legal age. That's, and the age of consent in Texas is 17. So he was of legal age. It was legal.
It's just because she's a teacher.
But because she's a teacher.
That's retarded.
That's absolute bullshit.
Well, I guess it's considered like
what
using...
What if you're in like college or something like that? Would that...
Oh. Yeah, and you're banging your like your teacher.
Does that cover our teaching assistants?
She's 25, he's 18. I mean, that's not that bad.
That's not that bad.
If they were married in like 20 years from now, it wouldn't be bad at all.
No.
It's not even bad now. It's kind of hot.
It's perfectly legal.
I'd love it.
Yeah.
Getting some 18-year-old meat. I mean, she is,
phone?
Not my...
No, it's nope. not my
I think
phone.
That was your fridge.
I think it was your house exploding.
Oh, Jesus. Anyway, so... Yeah, so she's hot.
Yeah, she is.
She's from Texas.
But she's a contestant runner-up. She didn't
win. Still, just to even get... Oh, so she didn't win.
The Heimlich County representative.
Jesus Christ, Vaughn, you're picky.
No.
I hate losers.
They're done, and he's like, wait, you were a runner-up? Oh,
guilty.
Wait,
first runner-up?
I'm telling.
Yeah, who's the...
The kid who told got turned down. He wouldn't go for the... She wouldn't go for the three-way
or something,
it's
his best friend telling on him. Telling him all these stories, and he's like, wait, who is it?
These kids got to learn to shut their fucking mouths.
Dude, if I was that guy, and
shut
my friend told
him,
I'd fucking kill
him. Fucking Christ.
Shut up.
I think I'm going to go to the authorities, and put a bullet in his face.
I mean, the one girl, she was, like, screwing, like, what, 16-year-old or something?
He was younger, but he had, like a mustache.
Oh,
he was like one of those
one?
Spanish kids. Yeah, like,
the one that...
The one that just happened.
Most recently, with one that was in
the
biker magazine.
Yeah, she was fucking like 15, 16-year-old.
Yeah, so that's wrong. So I mean,
that's
whatever.
Wrong, but if I was 15 or 16, I wouldn't say a fucking word.
Yeah, right.
Nobody would know a thing.
And the thing is, the kids who are getting involved in it aren't the ones telling. It's always like a friend or somebody.
Yeah, so they're bragging.
They made the mistake of saying something. Yeah. You don't say a word to anyone.
No, you don't. You keep that until you graduate.
You keep that until you blackmail her.
Seriously.
These kids are idiots.
You blackmail her for more sex, basically.
Yeah, for the rest of her undiseased life.
Yeah. Do it again or I'll tell.
Hey.
That we did it in the first place.
There you go. You're done.
Yeah, now
you're
suck done. It.
Like, yeah. Suck that cock.
Now I'm going to come over and you're going to suck my wang.
You're going to suck it. Yeah.
You're a little whore.
You like that, don't you, whore? This one.
Which one?
This is just kind of pub tells kids to swap strip.
Oh, yeah, that one.
What?
Oh, that was horrible.
2-year-old boy was ordered to remove his England football shirt in a pub because the manager feared it would spark trouble.
You know about that, Derek, don't you?
I did. Well, I was in Scotland, and
you guys made the strip.
No, but we were with a friend.
He was
of
with
ours.
2-year-olds.
We were with like family friends, and the one guy had a Rangers jersey, which is the football team Rangers,
soccer.
And we went into town, and we went to a pub, and they kicked him out. Basically, they said, "No, you got to go." Not even like, hey, get another shirt. Like,
change.
You got to go.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I think they got kicked out of two places before he had to go to a store and buy a shirt and change.
I'm a visitor.
Yeah.
It's pretty hardcore in those countries,
they
man.
Take
there,
that shit.
In Spain.
Oh, seriously.
Spain, they
Holland.
Kill fuckers. Spain, they kill like like referees. Like, they make wrong calls.
Soccer hooligans across the world.
Well, this guy that got kicked out or whatever, his daughter is married to a guy who likes the whatever you want to call it, the Celtics or the Celtics, whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
So they don't talk.
Yeah.
At all.
Nope. He's a Celts fan.
Yeah. Fuck you.
They don't talk.
I didn't even go to the wedding.
He might not have.
I'm sure he didn't pay for it.
But that's fucking like
a Scotman paying for a wedding.
Well, maybe that was his out.
That's hardcore, man. They're hardcore in those countries. You ever watch a good?
Oh yeah.
Good Scottish soccer match? Oh, it's fucking all out hell.
It really
that
is.
That Irish, like any of it. Even the ones around here aren't bad.
The World Cup's coming up,
World Cup's
next Thursday or something.
Yeah.
Crazy people.
Two things I'll watch.
America doesn't care.
There's only three things sports related I'll watch. I'll watch
wrestling.
I'll watch soccer. Well, four.
No,
soccer,
you said sports.
Wrestling. Okay, wrestling's more like. I don't even watch it nowadays, but I'll watch the old school wrestling.
Yeah.
Sumo wrestling, and I'll watch The Toughest Man. You ever watch any
of
those?
Oh, those are great.
That last night.
It was on last night. I was I fell asleep watching it.
They got like Volkswagens on their heads and shit. I love it.
It had like, what is it? It was like a whole bunch of like, you know, Swedes. There was one Asian guy, and they were in like Bangkok.
Yeah.
And he played six out of all, but he was happy as a pig in shit because he was the first Asian man to ever be in the World's Strongest Man contest. And he's a small 5 foot guy, you know, he's just tiny. Yeah. He's built like a shit house. Fucking
a brick shit house, you know, even.
Even that. Mm,
even cement.
Even that.
So
it's pretty fucking.
Nobody cares about sports anymore.
Yeah, but there's something fun. I mean, the main sports suck balls, but yeah. No, the reason I like watching the soccer stuff is because then you always get to see like the people go ape shit and destroy the place.
They really do.
Fucking rip things
getting
apart.
Stabbed and shit.
Freaking holding like referees' heads over their shoulders as they're running.
But they have a whole thing where they I guess the World Cup's going to be in Germany.
It's in 12 host cities in Europe.
Well, the one in Germany,
they have legalized brothels and they're
they're
trucking them in and setting up like hotels and hospices for them and shit.
Nice.
Well, regardless, they
the it's awesome.
The police like
it's awesome.
They made this huge, basically like a dunk tank. For soccer hooligans.
Awesome.
And basically, they have they can hold up like a couple thousand people for up to a week in like these holding cells. If anybody gets out of line, they're right out.
In the cooler for a week.
They can hold them for up to a week in there, and they will.
Awesome.
They will.
That's crazy. The Germans are fucking
the,
nuts.
What is it? The PNC Bank Art Center has a drunk tank.
Yeah,
whatever.
I've never been in it, but I've seen it.
I've seen it, and when fish used to.
I've never been in it, but
when fish used to come around and play, they called it the fish tank.
So what were you saying? Wait, what's up with fish? I never got them. I never got Grateful Dead.
I listened to about 4 hours of it one time.
Yeah, it was one song, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, no, I think it was. I have Billy Breathes, which is one of their albums, which is actually really good.
Yeah,
and the studio albums aren't as drawn out as. Live shows, obviously.
Well, yeah, that was.
Like, I just really hate their following. You know,
it's all Grateful Dead people, just because
it's
like.
It's like I'm not so much like against God as I am against like Catholics.
I'm not so much against God as I am hippies.
Yeah,
there. That's
die
it.
Hippie.
Fucking hate
die
hippies. Hippie jam bag scumbags.
That's pretty much it. You know, Marilyn Manson is an all right guy, but I don't like goth kids.
Yeah.
It's like one of those things.
Yeah.
Dear Lord, please protect me from your followers.
Like Morrissey isn't a bad guy, but I can't stand suede hats.
Yeah. But anyway, did you want to read your story, Craig?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, I guess if I have to.
No, you don't have to. I got this one here.
It's all right. Well, it's not really a much
I just saw,
of a, it's not much of a story.
I just saw a gun and gave it
it's
to you.
It's just
I don't know.
Irresponsible
more like a giggle
ownership.
Irresponsible ownership.
It really is. It's in San Diego. This man was trying to sell his AK-47 or something like that. And he's showing it to his 17-year-old... No, he winds up wounding a 17-year-old employee of his. It's at a garage or something like that.
Yeah.
A
garage and, sale.
No, it's like an auto shop.
Oh, okay.
A repair shop. And he's showing him the gun and the clip's unloaded or whatever. And the kid pulls the trigger and there's still one chamber in the round. And it shoots this other guy, shoots him in the hip, and comes at his ass, which is pretty good because
at least it made
anything that comes out of your ass is all right.
Made a clean shot at least.
But there wasn't any ammo in the clip in the rifle, and he thought it wasn't loaded. Well, that's why you're always supposed to pull the chamber back, clear it for inspection purposes. Not like anyone cares, but
no. Well, that's why I gave it to you because I don't know.
It's what you're supposed to do. Like it's. When you give somebody a rifle, you always open the chamber and give it to them. Like, whenever I've bought a gun, they would take it off the rack, open the chamber, and give it to you.
Every other week.
How many guns do you have?
Did you ever see that DEA one, the video that's online?
The guy shoots himself?
Yeah, the guy's a DEA agent, and he's got a Glock in his hand, right?
Yeah.
And he's like, I'm the only one who should be able to carry it, be able to hold this. He pulls it back, you know, clicks it, and then shoots himself right through the leg with it in the middle of this class.
Man. Yeah.
And then he tries to cover it up. Like,
I'm all right.
See, that's
like,
what could happen.
It was an example.
It's like
it's
this.
Just
he's
like
everybody else okay? And he's like limping. Cause
yeah. He got in trouble for that.
Yeah, he got in trouble.
Big trouble.
Like about a month ago, he tried to sue He tried to sue somebody for it because the with piece the got out onto the. I don't think it was a school.
Oh yeah, because the film
because
got
the
out.
Film got out. I think he was trying to like you think he was trying to sue E-Bombs.
E-Bombs World.
Yeah, I think he was trying to sue them and something. I can't. It's always
so nothing
I'm
really
totally speculation.
Poor Eric
gets me is like irresponsible gun ownership. It fucking pisses me off completely.
People shooting.
It's
each
other
not in the
hard.
Face accidentally.
You don't point guns at people's faces or
you
bodies.
You don't bring
you
a
don't
loaded Glock into a school.
Well, yeah, loaded, fine. Always have it around in the chamber. Don't shoot yourself with it.
Safety. There's no reason
be
to have a loaded gun in a school.
If he's a DEA agent, that's fine. He's supposed to. That's his job.
But he should be know that when
you
pull back. You
should
back
know
and
that
safety.
Your double pull trigger is ready to go. Any sudden movements, it can go off.
Yeah, he was just moving it down
you,
towards
you
his leg.
If you jab it
and
or something, it'll
leg
move.
What an asshole.
But it really pisses me off. There's two rules. Don't point it at somebody's face or body, and don't give anyone a loaded gun without telling them it. You follow those two simple rules.
No like, one dies.
And you won't have, well, it was an accident. There's no such thing as an accident with
how
guns.
How many guns do you own, Craig?
9.
Really?
Really?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Oh. Wouldn't want to fuck with
rifles
you, buddy.
And shotguns mainly. I just got my handgun permit.
You still have a Spazzes?
Yeah, he wanted to sell it, so I just bought it from him.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And what do you use these for? To hunt? To
bring them to the range.
I used
protection
to go shooting a lot, but yeah, not really anymore.
I go hunt. I hunt seals.
And it's instead of clubbing them, I like shooting them now.
Reminds me of a funny joke, guys. Baby seal walks into a club. see what I did? See that?
Yeah. Topical.
Segwayed. Oh, but the kicker on this one is the guy who owned the gun.
Yeah.
Or no, the guy who shot the gun was booked on assault, weapons, and unrelated narcotics charges and sweet held on $205,000 bail.
So he does something stupid and he ends up having his pass.
Yep.
Pulls everything out.
Pulled
oh
out.
No.
Oh,
oops.
Add some more time on it.
Yeah, right.
This last story I have, I think it might have some legs.
Yeah.
Woman accused of trying to kill disabled sons.
Sons.
Oh, I thought it was just one.
Was it one bad accident?
Darren Layton had an urgent message for his girlfriend's neighbor. Keep your kids away from her house. Crystal has gone off again.
What?
It was 6:30 p.m. Tuesday. 90 minutes later, Crystal Garza was under arrest after a passing motorist saw her inside a car with a hose running to the exhaust pipe.
That's the way to do it.
Authorities said she was thwarted while trying to kill herself and her 14-year-old twin sons, both of whom have cerebral palsy and cannot walk. Garza and the boys survived the incident, were taken to the local hospitals and released.
Why didn't she just drown them as children like
or
every other parent would do?
Well, they're 14.
So how?
And, like,
that's like half an hour just to get them in the car. I'm serious.
Well, no.
They're in the wheelchair. She's got to get them in there.
And the whole ramp or something like that.
The boys
that
have extremely limited verbal and sign language skills.
Sign language.
Two words in their very small vocabulary, mom and help.
Well, they must say that a lot.
And that must have been what they've been saying the whole time. That car's filling up.
Sorry, I can't hear you. Got to turn your hands up.
Now I get this.
What?
About 7:18, he comes to the house. Stone was home. About that time, Garza's niece, Jennifer Arnold, 16, received a call from her mom. Your Aunt Crystal's gone on a suicide path, she told Jennifer. Neighbors feared Garza may have given her boys magic Kool-Aid.
You should really read these
Heaven
things
Gates
before
Kool-Aid
you read them.
I guess so.
Heaven's Gates
less than
Kool-Aid.
10 minutes later, motorists called 911 saying they saw her there.
The Jonestown Kool-Aid mix?
I had that video on it when the guys died. You know that? You know the video he put out?
They actually had video
Heaven's
of the people
Gate
dying?
Not Heaven's Gate. Was it Heaven's Gate? Yeah.
Heaven's Gate. The Kool-Aid.
No,
the
guy.
Hale-Bop comic.
The Hale-Bop comic. The guy who was their
the same thing,
the mentor.
Big,
well,
the big
he had a
guy
video. He had a video
had a
of trying to introduce new people in.
The old guy with the big
and
ears.
I had it when it first happened. I bought it off somebody or somebody had it.
You're like
took
the
it
comic
off
book guy. You really are.
Yeah, I used to have
when
I used to work in Sears. When I used to work in Sears, I had a deal with the guys in Sears to batch me off the security cameras, the security camera tapes. Mm. So I'd have like hours and hours of stupid security camera stuff. Because I was just like, I collect.
What did you give them?
Nothing. It just like they were like, we're what do you want this for? Out. I was like, I just want to watch them. You know, and they let me have them. And no real reason. Like, when I was younger, I used to collect a lot of stupid shit. So, like, you know, I got rid of a lot of it because there was really nothing on it. You watch like 15 hours worth of like
with people shopping at Sears.
Yeah, it's just
what are you doing?
Browsing. You would actually just sit there and watch it.
Well, no, I keep it on the TV as like you know fodder. So like if I'm doing anything else, it'd just be on there. So you look up and go, oh, okay. And just continue.
Oh, yeah, she went with the pumps. Huh.
That is strange.
It's bizarre. Yeah, I know. It's a little odd. I know.
Is it like one of the four-camera shoot things? Or?
Yeah, it'd be like those four cameras, and I'd be panning around and stuff like that. And it was just kind of fodder and stuff to just keep, like, if I'm doing other things in my house or my room or anything, just to keep me occupied. Like, I just look over, okay, whatever.
That's the strange.
It's just, like, odd, weird, like, experiments and stuff like that.
It's a little disturbing.
What? Oh, come on. Like, you've never done anything odd in your life. Calm down.
Yeah. I've done odd stuff, but I haven't wanted to watch.
It's not like I was watching it for, like, you know, I was watching it for enjoyment value because
you weren't.
Because I would be there when they have weird, like, you know, rest and stuff like that, and they'd have to chase people out of this, chase people down to get people. Those are the things I'd be like, yeah, you know. But then most of it was, like, 15 hours of crap, just people walking around and checking their purses and stuff like that. Hmm. I just kind of just want, like, they'd make me tapes of all the arrest stuff, fine, but then they were also making me tapes of everything that was going on throughout the day. So they just batched me.
Isn't that
tapes.
Kind of illegal?
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
maybe you shouldn't. It's like Howard Hughes or something.
How many years ago was that? That was like 5 or 6 years ago.
Yeah, that's none fine, of those,
then. A statute of limitations.
No, but the thing is, like, all the guys who were working in that office, they all got arrested anyway.
Oh, really?
Because when I was
giving you the tapes,
no,
stealing stuff anyway.
Yeah, yeah, they were stealing from they were stealing all the electronics with the rest of the guys that worked in my department. Because
I was one of those
you know, the lawnmower jockeys, the guys who worked in the back and
you chucked the lawnmowers off the top rack.
Yeah, well, I chucked them, ran into them, friggin' caused.
Were you monkey outer, bars arounding the rafters?
Hell. Yeah,
like
outer,
the Kaczynski like, boys there.
Ridiculous. And a couple of the kids that were working with me, I was never part of this, but I was told about it all the time because they were always like, oh, you want to help out? Like, you want to do it? I was like, I don't want to be a part of that shit. Because they...
We'll cut you in.
Yeah. They'd be like, oh, they made a deal with the security guards. And they turn off the cameras in the little pin they had for all electronics. And they'd take, like, laptops, freaking...
Jesus.
Full-on computers, full-on, like, everything. The monitors, the hard, you know, everything. Cameras, everything they can think of, like, you know, stereo head units, all the stuff that Sears would sell.
Yeah.
And they just walk it out the back door and just...
Now put your face in it.
And sniff that son of a bitch. They walk out the back door and then whatever they... And the thing is, they'd ask me questions because they were doing it all through eBay. And the kid would
How
be,
do I,
we'd be pushing, like, you know, tracks of lawnmowers, like 10, 15 lawnmowers to the other end of this warehouse. And he'd be asking me, like, as there's, like, managers roaming around, he's like, so how much do you think I can get for that from eBay? I'm like, dude, shut the fuck up. Let's talk about this some other time or when we're outside. Don't talk about this when the manager's right behind you, you jackass. You know, and they'd be like.
I wonder why they got caught.
I quit. 2 weeks before they got before they all got caught, because the main guy realized something was going on. The other manager who was working electronics realized what was going on, and they were like, you know, they were like, oh, we'll let it happen for another couple weeks, and then they nabbed everybody. They arrested everybody. I think a couple of people went to jail for it.
Ooh.
It was beautiful.
And you could have been one of them.
No, I didn't do anything wrong.
They would have dragged it down.
I was always like, I'm just gonna sit over here.
I'm just going to steal stuff.
You always
on
just
my
had
own.
He had the one toe in the pool.
You were just I'll tell you how to do it.
I'm like, I'm going to climb to the top rooster.
Rafter.
Rooster Cogburn.
I'm going to climb to the top roof, the top over there, and take a nap. You guys do whatever you want. That's good. I don't care.
I'll steal stuff of my own. Thank you very much.
No, I pay.
All this overhead is mine.
The thing is, I was never to steal unless it was something I needed.
Unless
food.
I needed it, I wouldn't steal.
Unless it was food, that's the only time you'd ever seen.
No, I never really stole anything.
Yeah,
except money.
Yeah,
separate thousands.
Well, I actually got after all the stupid shit we did at Pizza Hut. All the breaking shit and just taking food and giving food away and. Just people not me in particular, but people just grabbing money out of the register after all
just
that
not
shit.
Not even being creative.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, just not even being creative. Just like
canned.
Stealing.
Just like, hey, who wants dinner? After all that shit, I got fired because somebody stole money on my shift and it wasn't me. And I knew who it was. And
you didn't.
It happened on my shift. I realized it happened, but I couldn't do anything because I had nothing on him.
Yeah.
You had no, you knew the person who it was, but
it
you
was,
never.
It was just me, a waitress, and one other guy.
And the other guy was a.
And the other guy was a cook. And he was always fiddling with the computers. And I would be
cook.
Like,
what are you doing?
I'd be like, yeah, what are you doing? No, I'm just messing around. I'm like, oh, all right. You know, I didn't think much of it. And then I, at the end of the night, this other manager would come in. Danny. Cook. Remember Danny? Black fella?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Jivey
yeah.
guy with the Jerry
yeah,
curl?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Guy with
the
curl.
Hey, what's up? Hey, but, man, what's going on?
So we were counting the registers, and I was short, like, $250.
Hey, this is off, brother.
And I'm just like, oh, my God. So I called the manager at the time, and he's at home drunk.
Oh, I know
and
this
I'm just,
guy.
No, you don't know him. He was
oh, no.
somebody else.
Another guy?
This was in a different store that I worked at temporarily.
You were there for a while.
Oh. Holy shit.
Anyway.
That's hardcore.
So I called him up. I'm like, listen, we're missing like $250. He's just like, nah, it's there. Just count it again. I counted it three times. Danny counted it. The safe's okay. The money's gone. Just count it again, man. It's there. It's got to be there. I got to go. And he just like hung up. And I was like, yeah. And then I went through the logs of every anything you do on that computer.
It was logged.
It was logged. And you had a code to mm-hmm. do whatever you had to do.
Who did it?
And so this other manager who only worked like once a week opened the register and like
told you
no
it wasn't even there or something.
His code was on there that night. Like I looked it up and it's like it's all me waitress me and then it's like this one manager opened the drawer and just said like no sale and then it was just sitting there in the middle. So I'm just like this motherfucker. And that cook worked with that guy yeah. once a week, so he got his code, I guess, from watching him. Mm. Figured out how to open the drawer. When no one was looking, he just opened it, grabbed it.
And you got fired.
And I got fired for it.
Wait.
But they wouldn't even tell me why. They're just
a
like...
A cook?
A cook.
Fucking half the shit on that place was cooked on a friggin' like on a conveyor belt.
Yeah, we still had somebody put it together.
Someone had to put the
it's not like they were frozen and somebody just threw it there. You had to actually put the pizza together.
You
have
to assemble the crap and just have some...
All right, he was a pizza assembler. How's that?
Joe Jobber throwing
it. And then here's the stupidest... Like, the manager calling up, he's like, we're going to have to cut back some of your hours, you know, so you don't have to come in today. I was like...
Or ever.
All right. And he's like, you know what? And... you know, don't come in tomorrow, and you
wait,
know we're just gonna have to call you, let you know when we need you because we don't really need somebody.
They didn't
like,
even fire you in.
No,
your,
they didn't even
your
really
face.
No, and I'm just like,
fucking cocks. So I'd go back there tomorrow and be like, all right, I'm here to work.
you guys need me, right?
So I'm just like, all right, and he's like, and you know, come in and bring the store key in. I was like, what? So I'm like cursing everybody. What the fuck's going on? Blah blah blah, and. Then I find out that it's because the money was missing and they think I took it. And I was just like, what the
fuck? I would have never went back.
And then the kid that stole the money, that I knew stole the money,
got brought up to like management,
called me up on my cell phone. It was like, hey, Derek, what's going on, man? This is whatever the frick his name was. I heard you got fired. That's like really shitty. You were a cool guy. You know, here's my phone number if you ever want to like hang out or something.
Cocksucker.
And I'm just like, you motherfucker.
Thank God that's on voicemail.
Exactly, and just like
you,
he's
motherfucker,
covering everything.
No, I got fired from every job so far.
I believe it.
I got no, shut up. I got fired from.
Did you get fired from Starbucks?
I thought you said you quit.
No, I didn't get. No, I didn't get fired from Starbucks. No.
You worked at Starbucks.
I worked at the Barnes & Noble.
Oh, all right.
And I worked in the cafe, the Starbucks cafe. Whatever.
That's awful.
I didn't get. Actually, I did. I got let go for a day because I did something wrong in my transactions, and she was gonna fire me the following day, but then because one of my best friends was one of the managers and everybody in the place was like, you know, give him a second chance. He hasn't done anything. He's been here 3 years. He hasn't done anything wrong. You're gonna fire him on one little technicality. Yeah. And, you know, she let me in the next day and she was like, all right, you know, I was gonna let you go. You know, don't do it again and we'll be fine. And I was like, okay. And that was it.
Okay, I quit.
Well, no, no.
Oh,
that was,
thank
that
you.
Was
thank
maybe
you
like
the opportunity.
Maybe like 8 months after that, I quit. When I was in Sears, they fired me 2 days after Christmas and rehired me 2 days after New Year's. on January 2nd. They fired me January 27th.
I did that at my job.
December 27th, and fired me on January 2nd. And
I was a temp, and they let me go the day before Thanksgiving break, and they rehired me 2 days after the reopen, after Christmas.
Really?
I was a temp, though, so it wasn't like I did anything wrong. They're just like,
sorry, yeah, buddy.
We're getting rid of the temps.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Peace. And it was...
Here's a turkey.
And his dog died.
It was the day after my dog died.
Really? Oh, yeah. That sucks. My cat just died.
Oh,
fucking cat.
Fuck you.
Only 200 more cats to go, huh?
My cat died Monday. Or no, Sunday night. Because, you know, when I left you guys on Sunday, I went to my brother's friends who was having a party, and his fiance was like, oh yeah, the cat died.
By the way.
He's like, I saw you like 4 hours ago. You couldn't have told me this before when you weren't drunk? And like, you know.
Well, they died? Just
died because it was friggin' old and decrepit. It lost all the weight it had. It had tumors. It was gonna die anyway.
The worst cat I ever saw was I don't say her name. You know.
Yeah, Casper. The 30-year-old cat thing.
Yeah, yeah. And yeah. It had like a stroke. And like I went over to this girl's house and I'm just like, is that smell?
The thing finally just died.
She said, oh, it's the cat. I'm like,
finally
why,
just died.
Why does it smell like that?
Yeah.
He's 30. He can't clean himself. Like, what?
Take a spade shovel and smash its head in.
The cat had a stroke, and its one eye was all googly.
It was all numb. Dead on one side?
Its tongue would, like, hang out.
Yeah, that's what
it couldn't use its tongue. So it couldn't clean itself, so it just stunk. It just sat there stinking. Ugh. Like, she got this cat, like, when she was a baby. So the cat's been
just
with her
go.
Since she was basically born. The cat was like 20 years old. I guess, yeah, it was probably like 22.
Fucking horrendous.
Just let it go.
I know, right? Kill it.
It died and she was all... She was
death
inconsolable.
With dignity.
Like that. Like our cat was like near that. We even brought it to the doctor. The doctor's like, you know what? It's either you can come in and have us euthanize it, you know, put it to sleep and pay an enormous amount to do that because it costs a shitload because, you know, you can't get insurance on fucking animals. Or you can wait a couple weeks and it'll just pass on and you can do whatever you want.
Yeah.
And that's what we did. We're like, freaking just let it die.
Just let it suffer.
We'll bury it in the backyard. Well, it didn't really suffer. It was kind of just like...
You can't bury him in the backyard. Oh. You're not supposed to.
Well, we got like a fucking pet cemetery in the backyard of my house, man. Yeah. Over the last 25 years.
That's Vaughn's character saying that.
Yes.
Snowball too.
The story of my dog's kind of... cute.
Aww.
He was blind and like, you know, kind
deaf.
Of deaf,
smelly.
It was Roddy. You just go like Roddy, and just you know, he was just
he'd turn into the wall.
He would just walk into walls and shit. It was like a little fucking.
But anyway, if you had your foot positioned properly and
you just walk right into your
you
foot,
you would continue walking into it. That's like you horrible. Thought it was the wall, but he would always come back.
And they just start smelling it. Like I don't remember this being here. Like, if you picked him up and put him somewhere else, it would take him, like, a week to figure out where he was. But anyway, I'm sleeping, and I hear, like, scratching and whining at my door, which he did sometimes. But not recently, because he was so, like, kind of sickly, all he would do is sleep. So he's, like, scratching at my door, and I was like, what the hell? So finally, like, I come to him, like, let me go see what he's doing. And I come out, and there's, like, crap, like, right outside my door, like, a little turd. I'm like, what the fuck? And I go downstairs, and there he is hobbling around. His stomach blew up, like, 8 times its size. Like, it was, like, protruding. He was a thin dog.
Yeah.
Extended
and it was just sticking out, and he couldn't even, like, hold himself. And he was just, you know, and all that. And I let him go, and he was trying to shit, but he couldn't. I guess something was blocked.
So,
he's just like shit's just like leaking out of his ass, and he can't shit. And so I'm just like, oh my God, I'm freaking out. So we wrap him up in a towel and we bring him to the vet, and vet's like, oh, you know, we can take an X-ray, do this, blah, 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 blah. I'm just like, wait a minute.
Bolt gun to the head.
How much is an X-ray? It's like, oh, it'd be like $1,200 or something. I'm just like,
how much is it to kill him?
Yeah, how much is it to just leave him here?
Could you leave the room for a minute and give me a pillow?
But and basically, like they don't say like, well, we could kill it. They give you all the options of helping it and do all this, blah blah blah.
Yeah, they said the best thing besides like surgery was to like
let yeah. nature let it, take let it go.
It's like, you know, you could surgery, but then it's like, you know, but there's no guarantee. La, la, la.
The warranty is so, up.
Yeah, basically, I was like, so what's the other option? And he said, well, you know, we could have him put down. And he said, it wouldn't be the wrong decision to do. So I was just like, all right. So I said goodbye.
He's in pain.
And it's weird because I, you know, he's like, oh, I'll give you a minute. And he went out to get some paperwork and I'm saying goodbye to him. My father's saying goodbye. So, like, you know, we go out there, we're signing everything. I'm just like, well, that's it. Roddy's gone. Here comes a stupid doctor with my dog, like, under his arm, like he forgot something. So he's, like, walking out. He's like, oh, okay. Da, da, da. And there's my dumb dog just, ah. I'm just like, ow.
Get the corpse handling gloves on.
I said goodbye. It was done. And he had to come out with him again. Yeah.
Hey, let's resurrect this one. He's going to be okay.
And like, they make you make, like, horrible decisions. Like, do you want to keep the ashes or do you want, like a group burial or whatever? I'm just like... Ugh.
You want him buried with all the other carcasses?
Yeah, I'm just like group burial.
You want to just throw him in the backyard?
I know. Well, whatever.
We have a big open pit.
Do you want him fed to hobos or not?
So that was the end of that was the end of Roddy.
Demise.
The end of Roddy.
Rowdy Roddy Peeper.
Ooh, he was like 15 or something.
Yeah, this cat was about 13.
Yeah. Pets stink.
And I was just telling my father. My
now we got a friggin' bird. This thing's gonna live for like 30 years.
Birds it's gonna outlive
suck.
You.
I know.
You'll die from sucking in too much helium. We'll make your MySpace memorial. Yeah, that's bullshit. I can't stand that. MySpace memorials.
Yeah.
All these horrible pictures of you. Yeah. Miss you.
Oh, it seems like yesterday. Yeah, that's a good website to check out. MyDeathSpace.com. It's all people who've died, usually young kids. And their MySpace accounts.
It's awesome.
The macabre.
That they haven't, you know, been on since, you know, whatever.
Their demise.
But it's really weird to see. It's actually a very strange thing.
Well, they're frozen in time there.
Yeah, it's basically. Just, it's bizarre.
It's like going to the headstone almost.
Yeah.
And you're just getting the real story behind it.
Because, like, their pages are, most of them are just, like, so fun and, like, they're, like,
yeah, they got, like, smiley about faces and so shit. And,
yeah, pictures of them and just, like, wow, this person died 2 days ago.
It's like, I can't stand that. Even with, like, living people who have MySpace accounts, they have all that shit on them.
Oh, yeah.
Like, just filled
Mine's
with shit.
Mine's, like, one of the plainest things out
there.
Yeah. Yeah, yours is pretty plain. Mine is pretty plain. You know, I got this stupid freaking...
I got a black background. That's about as funky
yeah,
as
but
I got.
That's like, that's
I
fine. Can't,
I hate
but
when
it's
they
like...
change the background and you can't read the words.
Oh, when it's all blue. Oh, yeah, it's all one color?
It hurts my eyes so much and I hate it.
MySpace is so cool.
Or it's such like a light color, all the letters just like blur together.
Yeah.
My little brother is like that.
They'll have those two colors that
just you
don't
can't
go together
it,
and it, you're looking at it and it's like shimmying.
Or they have a, or they have a background there and it's just like. Every, like, three lines, it's just, like, you can't read because it's blacked out by the picture.
Or it's, like, or you have, like, every stupid quiz that you could take online, you post them throughout it, and just you've got piles and piles. And it takes forever to scroll down because your computer's like, fuck you. There's too much loading.
Too much crap. Too much
and
crap.
You finally get down to the comments, you go, fuck you bastard. That's like my little brother's one's like that. I left him a comment. Even though we live in the same damn house, I yell at him all the time for it. I'm like, dude, clean it up. It sucks.
Clean up your MySpace.
I'm like,
your MySpace room's a mess.
I'm like, I don't like your MySpace, and I don't like you. And I just like clicked it up.
You can't even see your comments area.
Well, you can't even read it. It's all one color. It's like all black.
MySpace
black background with black words. I'm like, how the fuck do you read this?
Did Fox buy that now? Did Fox
Rupert Murdoch
or like somebody owns it?
Well, they must because they got all the X-Men stuff.
Yeah, somebody owns it. Yeah, did you figure out that thing with
Top 16? Yeah.
If you make
X-Men 3 your friend, you can have a top 16.
Yeah, you can.
Eight.
Wow.
Yeah, instead of going through all that stupid shit
16,
and having to.
16.
I did it.
Yeah, I did it. I did it too. Yeah. Well, it's just because.
But you know what the weird thing is?
There's so
I did
many
it.
Just like bogus people on there.
I know. I did it, and I was like, "Wow, I'm running out of friends." Like,
that
I'm
just
like,
shows you how shitty it is.
I know. Like, I only have like 20 something friends. I'm like 16. Jesus. So now it's like, who's going to be on my bottom eight, basically?
Who's barely on this thing?
Who's not going to get offended?
Who's an associate of mine?
Who's holding on by a thread in this space? A
top eight are close personal friends and family. Mm. Bottom eight are just hangers-on.
Jesus.
Bloodsuckers.
So, but the Aristocrats has over 200 friends. We're slowly getting everybody back.
Yeah.
We had like 286, I think.
Something like that.
And then we changed it, and now I think we have like just over 200.
Yeah. Is so anybody listening?
There's
to
80
this?
Of you that haven't approved my request.
Is anyone listening to this? Have we gotten anything back?
Not as much as before.
Other than Matt.
Yeah, we used to get
Matt yelling at us.
Within a week, it used to be downloaded like 100 to 150 times.
Yeah.
Now we have like
250.
Well, you got to make a little headway in a new
break
era.
Break some eggs.
Yeah. Just get really quiet in here.
Yeah, it just kind of died.
That's about an hour and a half.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, bye.
That was fun.
Bye.
Was a fun little show, yeah, huh?
That was nice.
Nothing too crazy.
Yeah. No.
We got to come up with something fun to do, like the Hot Wing Challenge.
We got
to
really plan these things out.
Well, it's hard. You know, everyone has lives. I understand that.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, we pretend to.
Well, we do stuff.
We have jobs.
We do stuff.
We have jobs.
Yeah.
We have work-related responsibilities.
Oh, I didn't even talk about my night out last night. So we went to... No.
We're back.
I didn't even talk about my shit either. Oh, fuck. Whatever.
All right. We'll see you next week then there. AristocratsRadio.com.
Good day.
Any plugs, guys? You want to plug any comic conventions?
No.
Fucking nerd.
No. Fuck you.
Star Wars.
I'm not a nerd.
Star Wars.
See you later.
Keep going.
Just, we'll cut the shit out of this. It's gonna be so bad anyway. Yeah.
Just keep going. I mean, we're not really dying or anything like that.
Yeah.
We still have stuff to talk about.
It's not like you can't just cut that right there and be like, oh, this is the beginning of the show.
Yeah, we'll cut that out then.
We'll start over. Right. I mean, we're part deuce.
Oh, let's do a break and then we'll come back.
Yeah. Break.
All right,
yeah.
So everyone quiet. Goodbye. All right, so let's take a break.
Yeah.
We'll do a little more show since it's going so well.
Mm.
And we'll be right back. All right.
Hey.
All right.
We're back, it seems.
We're back as the Aristocrats. We're talking about puke.
That was a quick week, huh?
Huh?
Oh, we're still on the same show?
Yeah, same show.
Oh, I didn't segue?
No.
Damn it.
Time
travel.
Ooh. So we're talking about puking and
the bar.
I'm not a puker. Craig is. Craig's a big puker. Yeah, Paul's a big puker.
I'm not a big puker. It's just, you know, certain things happen. If you drink like a maniac, you're going to puke.
When you drink like a Viking, you puke like a Viking.
Fuck yeah. That I'll agree with.
Yeah.
That's not like you never puked before, though.
No, I've puked, but, you know.
You puked like a champion, you know?
Yeah. I hold it. I don't enjoy puking. I don't know.
I hate it. It's absolutely horrible because I wound up getting this huge headache.
I hold it in.
I don't get a headache. I just feel
it's
like
just
shit.
Like the next morning. It's like if you I didn't like have enough time to like cool down after drinking a lot.
Total dog
shit. I'm just screwed. Screwed with puke.
Oh, fuck that. Disgusting.
Ah. Uh-huh. Quiet.
So,
bad night.
Last night was a bad. We went to Nice Guy Eddie's in
the hell
city.
Is that?
It's a bar. It's just a dive bar.
Yeah.
It's nice, though. It's
whereabouts in the city?
If I had any idea. It's on, like, 2nd Avenue or something.
Yeah, who gives a shit?
Downtown.
Whatever. I'll stay in Jersey.
Ooh. Yeah, it's expensive.
Yeah, there's no reason to go there.
It's fucking too expensive in the city.
Well, yeah.
Other than the 4 a.m. thing.
The 4 a.m. thing's pretty. We did the whole 4 a.m. thing.
Fuck.
Then did the diner afterwards and caught the 6 o'clock train.
Oh.
Yeah.
It wasn't that bad. Well, actually, wasn't that bad.
I drink enough. If I'm going to drink like that, I drink enough until 2 o'clock to make me last until 4 o'clock.
Like, I was in New York a couple times, and, like, by 2 o'clock, I was shot. Like,
yeah, you're right.
2:30, I was like, how did these people do it?
It was, like, 12:30, and I'm just like, I can do this. I can stay out all night, you know?
Mm.
And Carly wanted to go home, so I was going to go home. But then her and someone else went home, da-da-da, so I stayed. And I drank a lot of Yingling. And I didn't feel too good this morning. And I was taking a shower. I'm just like, oh, I got to shit. And I'm just like,
Can't dry off.
I'm just like, no, I just bolt right on. They're all wet. And I'm just like squeezing.
Just shove it down the drain.
Squeezing.
Just, watch it again.
Like, I thought I was going to like fucking bust an O-ring. I was just squeezing so hard. And it's coming out. I'm just like, oh, it was like fucking. It was like a brick.
It was like a large black man.
And then, of course, I'm just like, it was like 15 minutes of squeezing. I was squeezing so much, all the mucus in my system was coming all the way out to the front of my nose.
Oh my God.
Where I would like squeeze, and then I go to breathe, and it would just be like, I couldn't breathe. So then, like, of course, you got to turn around and look at it.
You got to admire the
did
work.
Did you even get out of the shower, or did you just keep it on? Because
the
way
it
your
on.
Bathroom is, like,
oh, yeah.
you
have
your
to
bathroom
keep it
is,
on.
You can take a shit and, like, have half your body sitting in the shower.
Yeah, I just hopped out shit.
You could just
whatever.
Shit with your feet in the tub.
And I turned around, and the thing was, like, 2.5 inches long.
Holy
and
shit.
I'm like,
deceiving.
That's
like
it?
Like a baby.
Yep.
I thought I gave birth. I'm like, that what?
The fucking
it's like you're putting out a tuna can.
Yeah, and then the next two I had were bigger.
Oh,
and the last one I had like every shit you could imagine. No, and the last one was
no consistency.
Didn't you guys go to China buffet too? Did I?
Yeah, we came back from China buffet. And
so
I,
that's
yeah.
even worse. It's like you're just killing yourself even more.
Yes. Evacuated.
that
place
is a fucking
quick
mess.
BM.
Oh
wait,
yeah.
Which the one by Shoprite?
Right
oh, fucking place is a mess.
It's you know what
I go there for people watching pretty
it's
much.
It's not that bad.
You know what? Like I went there once for Eric, and me and Eric are just sitting there, and he's just like, why do we come here? The food is not good.
The food really
sucked. And it
is
expensive. I'm like, I don't know.
The food wasn't that great, and like everything was empty.
That's never that great.
The one with the Toys R Us is even worse.
Oh, yeah. That one's horrid.
Once.
That's horrid. That's like the original one.
Always get freaking food poisoning.
Yeah, I went there once.
Because they always give it.
Even breathing in the air, I get food poisoning. It's like,
I was there with Rogers once, and it was just like,
we used to go there when you were at the record store.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, when you used to work.
Not me and you.
Oh, yeah, we...
I don't think we ever went there.
I think me, you, Melissa, and Bill.
Yeah, we did go there once.
Once or twice.
But we used to go to Dino's. I like Dino's. Yeah. We should go back there.
Yeah. Fish. Right.
Too much local references here.
Yeah, whatever. We're from Jersey. Who cares?
Yeah, we're from Jersey.
You don't know this by now.
So I had a nice night in the city.
Yeah.
It was celebrating a race.
So wait,
birthday.
Who ended up with you? Like, since she left... Who was it? Like,
oh, there was a bunch of people.
Oh, okay. It wasn't just like you by yourself.
No,
it
was like, I was that.
It wasn't a scene at a bar fly or something.
No.
Go! See if I can. You're drinking that? That's an astronaut.
No, it was. Pat was there and his fiancé.
I can't find my fiancé.
So there was a bunch of people there, but it was good. It was good.
Yeah.
It was good.
Expensive drinks, were they?
$6 Yinglings.
Ooh.
And I didn't realize how much they were because I'm the sucker that put his credit card up for the tab.
Oh, we learned that lesson a long time ago, Derek.
Yeah. The thing is, I had no cash on me, so I'm like,
that's the worst.
I might as well just put it on my tab and then everyone just give me the money.
Yeah, not enough.
No.
I got
$8.
$80.
32 cents.
$80.
I don't even have enough for a stamp.
I got $80 for a $240 tab.
Shit.
God.
Wow, you got raped.
Yeah, I did.
Oh, fuck. Did I never do that? I did that once.
Well, I learned my lesson.
We've
just been fucked by this so many times.
There was one guy I used to work with. We always used to go out with him and his girlfriend and a whole bunch of us from work. This is used to work when work in the bookstore. And we'd all do it one. You know, everybody would get in one tab. You know, no one would put a credit card down, but everybody would get in one tab and we'd all split it.
Yeah.
He'd buy the highest priced liquor, the most expensive thing on the menu.
And then
you know what he'd do? He'd give us the money for the food. It'd be like $60 at liquor on his own. Just $60 himself. Because he'd be buying like Maker's Mart and all that heavy freaking alcohol. And he'd just give us like the $15, $16 for whatever he ate and whatever him and his girlfriend ate. And he just split. Like, we would see him 1 second, and then, you turn around, he's fucking gone.
Wow,
and we're
all
like, you motherfucker. And he'd do this to us all the time. Like, and then there was one point where we
got him on this?
Well, no, we used to fucking rip him apart. And he's like, oh, I'll give you the money later. And then he'd leave. And then he'd be like, okay. And then he'd give you the money for that, and all of a sudden, you'd be paying attention, and
gone.
Poof, like David Copperfield, he's fucking gone. It's like, what the fuck?
And then you're pregnant.
Yeah, and then, like, what the fuck? We got a letter here. He was like, and then we just stopped inviting him. We just stopped inviting him and his girlfriend, and like kind of just owned the both of them. Even when they got married, I think everybody kind of skimped them and gave him just cards, no money.
Yeah,
a whole bunch of us did. Just gave us cards.
Perfect.
I think even one of my friends made a card for him and didn't give him anything with it, just to fuck with him.
That's good.
On their marriage, like a marriage card made from like confetti and like
paper
mache and shit, and crayons. It's fucking horrendous.
Left-handed scissors and construction paper.
The green scissors.
Yeah, the green scissors.
There's always like
couldn't cut
two
shit.
Of them. They're rusty and shit.
Nice circle of paper.
Oh, you're left-handed, huh? Get these.
It's like cutting into fucking. Shit.
But the blue ones are all new.
It just bends the paper.
Yeah,
you can't even cut it.
Got to use the back of the scissors, Sonny.
Yeah.
Scissors.
Got to squeeze them. So, I don't puke.
Scissors.
No?
I don't puke.
Never puked?
No, I mean, I have. I'm just not a puker.
Yeah.
I hold it all in for some reason.
I've had a couple of great adventures with the great...
Great adventures.
Great adventures in puking.
I've had a couple
of incidents. Great adventure I puke at.
I've had a couple incidents.
Yeah, great adventures in puking.
Yeah. But I went to Philadelphia to see the Eagles of Death Metal.
Yeah.
And there was a fella there, and I was walking to go to the bathroom, and I just kind of step in something, and this guy's like, whoa, back up, and I look, and there's just, and it's a tight place, man. This place was really tiny, and there was just like a friggin' pile of puke. I guess some guy was trying to go head to the bathroom and
didn't make it.
So I was like, oh, fuck, and I had some of my shoe. I was like, I'll just walk it off, and I go in there. and he's in the bathroom puking.
Yeah. It's just a mess. Did you wipe it on the back of his shirt?
I wanted to so
wipe
bad.
It. Take his shoe off and wipe it on his leg.
And of course, he's just like, nah, I ate something. I'm like, shut up.
I drank too much, you mean?
And so I came back, and I'm just like standing there.
Drank too much liquor.
And now the game is like, see who steps in it, you know?
So you're just sitting there watching it?
Yeah, because...
Oh, dude, oh, it's
packed. Oh. Like, it's like shoulder to shoulder, and there's just this big wide open area.
What?
So people are just like, oh, great. And so they walk through there, and girls are stepping in it and shit.
Open-toed sandals everywhere. It's hot.
That, that's just hell? Bullshit. When you're in a place like when you're a place in a small club or something like that, and you're going to see a band, and someone just some asshole either drops a beer or pukes,
yeah.
And you can't get around it. It's like fuck. You just screwed. It's just it's kind of funny if it's not you and you slip on the fucking shit and you're falling into a whole bunch of people.
Yeah.
Especially like what was I was in the city a couple months ago and all and like what the fuck. The thing is, you know, like seeing like hipsters and stuff like that, they have like a weird thing of being like I don't know, like gay. Bums. They look disgusting. No, they look somewhat like bums.
Yeah, like poor.
Yeah,
filthy.
Poor. Like they fucking like buy all their stuff from like you know,
homeless people.
Yeah, like steal it. And I'm like, and everybody doesn't shower, and I'm just like, oh god, I'm the cleanest fucker in
it's
here.
It's the smelliest thing. And I'm never. Thing.
Yeah, and you're like, oh, this stinks. Just a whole bunch of like, I'm just, I wanted to hurt somebody, but I'm like,
you're the only one who's found like, deodorant ever.
But I'm like, you know, I'm in a show that's a heavily Riot Girl style, you know, band, they're all rock girl bands, so it's a lot of pro lesbian stuff, so a lot of lesbians, a lot of gays, and you're just like, I want to punch somebody, but I know I'm going to get charged with a hate crime by the end of the night.
I smell a hate crime. Damn it!
It's like I might as well just go to the bar. Fuck it, just go to the bar.
$3. Just go to the bar and get a Cosmo. Get a Cosmo.
What's the
God.
Cheapest beer you got? Pabst? Okay, fuck it. Just give me it. $2? Fuck yeah, let's go.
Well, that's awesome. one good thing about that place. They got $3 Pabst Blue Ribbons.
Yeah. But you were going for all the $6 Yingling.
What place was this?
Nice Guy Eddie's.
Oh. We should have been drinking that.
Running a spot?
Well, no. I
I don't know.
I thought you were talking about like Philadelphia stuff.
Oh, no. I'm sorry. But no, Carly was drinking the Pabst Blue Ribbon.
You should have been
smart girl.
Yeah.
Oh
yeah! She's really great. She's smart.
I like her.
She's really a real great person.
What'd you end up doing there, sir?
Me?
You
was with
you.
I heard retards and watching TV, and they were smoking pot. And this Bob Marley show comes on for his birthday on like a cable access channel for like New York. And they're all sitting on the couches watching the fucking TV. And I'm sitting like behind, oh God. I'm sitting behind them on like an ottoman. Oh, dude, Bob Marley's on. And I'm just shaking my head. No, this isn't true. This can't be happening. No, it's not, no.
Like a worst nightmare.
No, Bob Marley is on. Yeah, man. No, they're not going to do it. No. Let's smoke a bowl. No.
First birthday.
Dude, I thought it was last month. Happy birthday, man.
Just stink.
You broke it. Turn my thing. I can't hear. It's so strange. It's do it again.
Oh, just classic. That's better. All right.
You broke it.
I broke my dick.
So yeah, I didn't believe it was going on, and it was awful. I hate Bob Marley.
Yeah,
it's the worst. It was like an hour of Bob Marley and his illegitimate
Buffalo
kid.
Soldier.
Not even. It was like him playing this 14-string guitar with his eyes closed.
Oh, you're right.
And about 30 of his cronies, all high, wearing the high hats with the hair under them.
85 backup singers. Oh, they're God. All his wives.
It was awful. But it was a good time, though. It was strange to witness this thing. Come on, find the sound clip.
Let's go play some Bob Marley.
Yeah, come on. We're jamming.
We're jamming.
And you'll be like...
Jamming, yo.
Is he in hell? Yes.
Yeah, Rastafarian monkey, he based it.
It was so strange. Just struggling. No, they didn't play this one.
Well, they should have, because this is
the
best.
They played a little bit of the Redemption song.
Holy shit, man! Look what it is!
All right!
Dude, Bob Marley's on. Let's smoke some weed.
Dude, it's his birthday.
Was it really a good thing?
It was like the birthday show and like
of 1912.
And
like 1982, the birthday show.
Pretty much. It was taped from this guy's VCR 20 years ago. And you can see like the tracking lines and shit like that.
Oh, man.
And they just had some crap commercials in between for like the sponsors of the thing. It was some
like on like PBS or something?
It was like one channel up from PBS. It was like a New York cable access network.
It's even worse.
And they had like this,
all right, cut this.
Store in the Bronx like selling like hookahs and shit like that. Oh, dude, where's that website? Do you know where Boston Ave is in the Bronx? It's a black neighborhood, I think. Maybe it's in the Jamaican part.
What is this, 157th? Let's go.
Let's go, dude. Let's go right now. Right. We got like creams and stuff.
It's like 4 in the morning. Who fucking cares?
It was.
No one's going to kill us then. Oh, God, he's putting on more.
Yeah, there you go. This is probably it.
A yumpa yo.
It's all fun. They show, like, the videos of the things, and they had, like, a little, like, Jamaican kid running around grabbing TVs.
Naked?
Jamaican.
Naked?
Naked.
No, a little girl wearing a little dress.
Naked Jamaican?
He was going, little girls.
I'm sick of Bob Marley.
And why yeah, you're sick of it, but you're the one who's playing it.
I hate Bob Marley.
It's topical.
I can't stand Bob Marley.
It's awful.
A friend of mine in high school, he was like obsessed with him. He just wanted to slug him in the face.
I hate people wearing the Bob Marley shirts.
Yeah. The hemp shirts, man.
Them and like the Kurt Cobain shirts.
I used to wear that.
Yeah, well, it was...
Nothing wrong with Kurt Cobain.
No, but that was back in the, you know, back in the day when he was alive.
Right after he died.
Right after he put a shotgun barrel through his face.
You know, you're not like, you know, a six-year-old wearing one. Because your dad used to listen to that damn music and has left you.
God. Then they had these kids playing his, like, their own music, their own songs.
Their
awful
versions.
They were all in, like the Bronx yet again. And it was just crap. Putting Whitey as, like, the devil or something.
It's got, like, 800
kids.
Well,
he is.
Well, yeah. We are.
We are. We are, really.
You know, don't exclude yourself.
Yeah.
He is.
He is.
You won't.
Whitey is the devil. I should not
agree with that.
You crack a bastard.
Crack a bastard.
Yeah.
Yeah, Bob Marley, hey.
You got a little article here.
So. Oh, do you?
I want to read the whole thing.
All right.
This was in the some kind
TV
of
TV guy,
the parade section of the New York Post.
Oh.
And it's called, the section is Fresh Voices.
All right.
And it shows a little, like a... He's not riffing. So bad looking chick in like a prom dress.
All right, let's give Craig.
But she's
the,
a little nerdy.
He's riffing.
And
let
like
him go.
She looks like she's got big cans, but she's a little overweight.
Nothing wrong with that.
It's called My Prom Night Solo in parentheses.
Uh-oh. Oh.
I arrived at my prom dateless. So when the DJ started, I walked around the clump of kids dancing, looking for any available guy. I bumped into one I'd had a crush on, so I asked him to dance. We swayed like 50-year-olds while everyone else was grinding and kissing. As soon as the song ended, he bolted to the other end of the dance floor, and I didn't ask anyone else. Instead, I danced by myself, trying to appear as if I was having a great time and didn't care what others thought, when secretly I was worrying about my every move. When Darude's Sandstorm came on, I finally lost self-consciousness. We all do that, right?
Oh, yeah, it's just like, I've seen the Rude.
I wiggled and moved my arms like lightning. A few kids turned to watch, and soon the whole class of 600 had surrounded me. Some kids gave me high fives, and others applauded. Later, I was one of the only kids dancing, but I didn't care. After being pigeonholed as a weird academic kid... I was now trying to break it down. I was having fun, and that was all that mattered.
Break it down.
Anna Alfsazer, 18, Newton, Mass. That's inspiring.
Let me see her.
Yeah, let me see that too. That's just
I think
sad.
That is the crappiest story I've ever fucking
you
read.
You cut it out of the parade. What the fuck do you expect?
It's awful.
It's fucking like worse in the world than the Weekly World News.
She couldn't
get somebody
wrangle
to say yes.
Some moron to go with her.
I want to hear this song.
Oh, no more.
Buffalo Soldier.
I know, right?
What is it? Sandstorm?
Oh, do you hear him?
Darudis? Darudis.
It's like in the bottom there, yeah.
It's interesting.
That's awful.
I don't even see
it. It's fucking horrible. It's just so sad. Poor little geeky. Wrangle. Poor little nerd girl couldn't ask a guy out to this.
But then this chick is such a nerd, she writes a letter about it.
Yeah, well, she knew it'd get published.
Why can't she just live with her embarrassment and be done with it?
She knew it'd get published.
Or just not go.
All right, I put in Darude, and I got Travis Tritt.
That's close enough.
Let me see the thing.
If the house is a rockin', don't come a knockin'.
Well, it was rockin' with her dancing.
She couldn't get a date? Are you fucking kidding me?
She's one of the probably the better looking nerds.
Yeah.
Well,
one of the better looking ones I've ever seen.
She doesn't look that bad.
No, yeah. She's not that bad.
She's probably
bad.
Got a big ass.
And she looks like she's like 6'7".
Yeah, she looks like a large. Large.
She looks like a big gal.
A large frame.
It's a horrible black
woman.
And white picture anyway. So it's
well, that's a horrible prom dress. So there you go.
That's her prom dress. I can understand.
Looks like
said,
a funeral.
No.
Let me see that again.
It's like a funeral.
It's horrible. Ha. Huh.
She's a little dumpy.
A little bit, but, you know.
Were we talking about puking?
I'll scrap to this later. Hey. Oh, my God, Mr. T is on the back.
Oh, yeah, really? Mr. T, it looks like you crapped a kid. It looks like you crapped a white kid.
It's like a little blonde white dump.
Shut up, fool. I got to go.
Yeah, right?
He's, like, making a big, like, muscle, like, Hulkster muscle thing. There's a little white kid between his legs doing the same thing.
Which is fucking disgusting.
It looks like he just hatched it.
He just passed a young white child.
Whitey.
He just passed a white child.
I pity the fool I just shit out.
I pity the fool who don't have Hanes my way.
You see those 1-800 collect commercials he's on?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
He runs through
walls. What the hell's up with all the running through wall bits with him? He's in, like, every commercial, he runs through a wall. It's like, he's Mr. T.
I don't know. He's superhuman, maybe.
I guess so. He's shitting out kids.
Yeah, well, he's passing white kids, so, I mean, he's got to be doing something right.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, there it is. Uh-huh.
Laugh Parade.
No, don't read them.
Oh, the pictures?
Laugh Parade.
Don't read them.
Come on.
There's a businessman with a suitcase looking very snub, and he's putting a dollar in a homeless man's hat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it says on the bottom, "And I'll need a receipt for tax purposes."
Ting.
Was he wearing a business suit?
Yes.
It's funny, it's colon cancer.
And this is a Howard Hughes. That's the name of this comic.
Is he a porno star?
It's a, dong. Looks like a kind of a doctor, and there's a gentleman with a mustachioed gentleman with a very large dog, which I guess is Howard Hughes, and his eyes are all bugged out. And says, "Howard got into the coffee grounds and the garbage. He hasn't slept in 3 days.
That's it?
It's just like Marmaduke.
That's it? It's a parade of laughter.
Parade of sadness.
It's a MS parade of
parade
laughter.
Parade of tears. That's bullshit.
All right, now we have it's a courtroom. There's a judge speaking to the person on...
The defendant?
Bench? Up on the bench, yeah, and there's a lawyer looking at both of them. And the judge says to her, "No, you can't choose dare, only truth."
Dun, 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 dun.
That actually wasn't that bad.
That was horrendous.
It's kind of awful.
Yeah, it was bad.
People get paid to do
that. That reminds me of my favorite comic.
No, don't bring it up again. Not again.
What's this?
You know it. You showed us the pictures last time.
Yeah, what was that? What the hell is it called? Flight deck or something?
Flight deck.
Ugh.
It's horrible. It's bad.
It's bad.
He'll show you later.
Alrighty then.
Buffalo Soldier.
Buffalo Soldier.
Why are we talking about something again? I don't remember.
We're talking about puke.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well, here's something interesting.
What's that?
What others pay at the pump. They have price per gallon for different countries.
Oh.
Ooh.
Yeah. You mean they actually do the math for you?
Yeah.
Cool.
Which is pretty good.
Yeah, what is it?
It has the price of just gasoline alone, then it has a tax and has a total with them combined.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's got Turkey, Britain, Japan, Mexico, China, and Saudi Arabia.
Read them off.
Turkey pays just for gas $1.83 with tax. That's another $4.91. So they're paying $6.75 for 1 gallon of gas.
Ugh.
Britain's about $6. Japan's $4.45. Mexico's $2.20.
Bastards.
Well, fucking Mexico. $2.20.
Mexico's got a lot of fucking oil.
China, $1.64.
Why?
All that gas they're stealing from us.
Not a lot of people.
They're getting
use,
it for cheaper.
Not a lot of people driving.
What about the Saudis?
Yeah, they do. All those like
oh, in the outer
mopeds
countries.
And shit.
Oh, yeah, little mopeds.
They take gas. Right. Saudis. 91 cents for gasoline alone. No tax. It's because we all pay for it.
Awesome. Let's import some 91 cent gas.
Bastards.
Mm. Wow.
Oh, no. You guys want to do the...
what?
The top 10 yeah. of the 80 worst songs of the 80s?
Yes.
Yeah, why not?
Do they There's have some... sound clips of them?
Oh, you oh. know the songs.
We can make up our own sound clips. Okay.
Endless then. Whisper.
Do you want me to... I could do that. We'll just have to do some editing.
Yes.
All right. I'll do that.
Oh, get in the business pose.
Guys are making me work.
Yeah, this show's going to be coming out late.
Yeah, I know.
The seldom seen.
Yeah. Have you heard last week's show? He really had to work on it. This one, he's going to really have to be working.
Okay. Let me see here. All right, the number 10.
Yeah.
A thriller.
Top 10 worst songs.
That should be a
thriller.
Of the 80s. That's not it.
That's from my collection. What is this?
This is getting cut.
That's not even the right thing.
That's what happens when you follow Napster.
That's awful. What the hell?
What is it? What's it supposed to be? He's not going to tell us until he finds the song.
The hell was that?
Someone's that here.
Dancing in the dark.
Maybe someone get the door.
I can't.
Or check.
Is there actually somebody at the door?
Somebody just kicked in the door.
Oh, go open it.
Go open it.
Hold on!
Where
do you lock it?
You know what? Janine well, Garofalo right coming in.
Go open it!
I've got laundry and coke.
She's got like carried in her arms, shoes, everything.
Jesus Christ. She's winded.
There goes that bit.
Yeah, well, we'll come back to it.
We have karaoke in the style of, but we don't have the actual...
What the hell?
Yes. Find it.
Somebody's kicking down the door.
Carly?
Like we'll close the goddamn door.
What, like we're going to get... Oh, wait, we might. We have badgers. Or the neighbors coming to attack us.
You're going to have kids coming in here next. Would you run the Grand Union?
No. I'm running with my shoes and everything. That's why I was so tired.
What are we looking for?
I look for the song. We're going to cut all this out.
Yeah. Obviously.
Oh, yeah.
Hope so.
Yeah.
This show's going to be heavily edited.
Yeah. I'm off tomorrow, so.
Oh, are you?
Oh.
How'd you get that one?
I just said I don't want to come
I
in.
Nice. I didn't know he took Monday off.
Yeah.
Maybe you should have coordinated your efforts.
Yeah, right.
Maybe we should talk more.
Maybe a little communication.
Carly, you want to do the top 10 worst songs of the 80s with us?
Maybe we should invest
this
in a...
This show's been going on for like 4 hours.
Invest in a calendar.
Is it... wait, you're just playing what you think are? Or
no, it's an actual list.
Oh, okay, sure.
Mm.
Well, I don't know if you can find headphones.
Oh, never mind.
Ah, screw that.
Fuck that.
There should be no head. There should be.
And we're coming back.
There should be another set of these, right?
Maybe. That,
those are Eric's.
Yeah, I thought Pat. Did Pat have his own?
Yeah, Pat has his own, too.
Oh, someone's going to chill out and buy headphones.
Not gonna happen.
Nope. All right, so number 10.
10.
Yeah.
Jitterbug?
No.
Oh, that's. Is it on.
Oh! Walking on Sunshine?
Yeah.
That's pretty bad.
Horrible.
Yeah.
Katrina and the Waves. That's pretty funny.
Good job.
That took you a minute.
Band reportedly was horrified that Katrina was the name of last year's killer hurricane.
So they killed themselves?
Yeah, Hail Bob Comet style.
That's not a bad song.
We're called the Titanic.
It's a fucking horrendous song. What are you talking about? It's like...
It's
you hear
so
this
80s.
At every friggin' wedding it's ever.
Yeah, but it's not like the worst.
It's but that's not why it's like, number 10.
Everybody get on the floor, everybody do the dinosaur. Yeah. It's not like that.
Or the funky chicken. That's even fucking worse.
Well, dinosaur's an 80s song there.
Yeah. It's just dumb. That's the other thing. It's a stupid song. It's like someone actually...
You had to be there.
You had to be there.
You just had to be there.
So that was it. I think they could have found a worse song than that.
We'll see what they got.
Yeah.
For the others.
You got a point. Yeah, what's
come
the...
Come up with our
yeah,
own.
Yeah, maybe the worst. Stuff.
Awful.
But that, it's just bad because it is. It's not like it's bad because, you know...
It's bad for any time.
Yeah.
Well,
in general. That's why it's number 10, though.
That's like all the songs from the 50s and like and the fucking like a cappella songs.
Okay. Awful. Some of the shit. Awful.
There's a lot of people that enjoy that music.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of people that enjoy Walking on Sunshine.
Yeah.
Like my mom and
Derek.
Your mom, I would imagine.
My mother probably does too.
Everyone's mom.
Yeah.
Of course, this one's not cool.
Yes.
And number 9.
Number nine.
We just gotta wait for every song to download.
Oh, that's
it's
a
Walking
lot
on
editing.
Sunshine. Number 9, Walking on Sunshine. Number 8, Walking on Sunshine.
So Walking on Sunshine was 10?
10. This was
a long way to go for rock and roll here.
Long way.
Well, hopefully once they get
It's a long way. Wanna have bad rock and roll?
Come on.
It's all getting heavy there. How you doing, kids? How you doing? Yeah, it's really ad libbing here.
Well, we're gonna cut all this out, so there's no point in ad libbing.
Hello. So wait, if I don't have this thing on, my peas are going to pop, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. So keep it on.
How about that?
I learned something new. Is this yours? Did you make this? What? That sound?
I downloaded it.
Is that special one you created?
I sat there in my...
He didn't have his Darth Vader mask on for that, but...
Hey, they have one. I should get that. I
Darth
should bring Vader that in.
Breather and talker.
Yeah, they have that.
That's awful.
It's like a big freaking helmet too.
Didn't Penn have that for Halloween?
Similar.
So it was the cheaper
it was like a
version.
Cheapo yeah. version.
It was the costume in a bag.
Yeah, costume in a bag.
The plastic costume.
It's Vader in a pouch.
That kids play the plastic ones that you know they the one little spark of like light or any kind of flame to it, it combusts.
It's the invisible pedestrian. It's a real hot item. This one's called the human matchstick.
Oh, my
God. It's called the wannabe terrorist. He's got
on fire
dynamite strapped to him and some ammonium nitrate or something.
In a small little toy car.
he's riding on like an airplane between his legs or something.
Ricker, ricker.
We're getting there, don't worry.
Coming up soon, number 9.
All right. Number 9, we don't have.
Excellent. Well, what's the name?
I don't even know what it is. I want to be a cowboy.
See,
I won't.
Boys Don't Cry.
A cowboy.
Who the fuck even knows what that
a
is?
A one-hit wonder by a British studio band. It topped out at number 13 on the charts.
Balls.
One reader said, I was asked to turn what? I
boys
was asked to turn
boys
off
don't
by
cry
a passenger
not that
in my car. Because it was so
it's not Boys Don't Cry. It's a band, Boys Don't Cry.
No.
The song, I Want to Be a Cowboy. Who the fuck even knows?
I want to be a cowboy.
Okay, what about 8?
Number 8 is, you know what? I mean, it's...
This bit is dead.
No, it's iffy.
Just read through them. Yes, okay.
Really?
Sweet
dream.
No.
No?
No.
I wear my sunglasses at night?
Yeah.
Oh,
fuck
that's
this song.
A good song.
You are retarded. Sir, you are retarded.
Sunglasses at night. Can't the light.
By Corey Hart. Corey
yes.
Hart. Ugh.
Says perhaps one of the...
Good video, though.
Never saw it.
It's just him by like a refrigerator.
Yeah,
it's him
like molesting the refrigerator with glasses on.
It's not that bad. Watch. Perhaps the most overplayed songs of the 80s, along with Come On Eileen and Melt With You.
Really?
It's not even Hart's biggest charting song.
What?
Never Surrender is, along with Future So Bright.
Future So Bright, I Have to Wear Shades? That's not him.
He's a peeping Tom Turkey with X-ray eyes.
I've never heard anything Apparently else the guy's put out besides this song.
Yeah, I think that is definitely the same guy.
Yeah, well, according to this, it is.
I believe that.
What's that? All right, no, I can't get any of these songs. Let's not do this.
Well, what are they?
What are the rest?
All right, I can't find it. Fish Heads by Barnes & Barnes.
No what one knows.
Fuck.
Fictional Brothers Art and Artie Barnes are really art...
Art Carney.
Carney and...
Hey, Ralph. Artists Robert Hamer and Bill Mummy.
Murray. Who gives that?
Who Murray. Played Will Robinson on the TV series Lost in Space.
Don't really?
The song was recorded in 1978.
Bill Mummy?
How is this a song of the 80s if it's recorded in...
It was released in 1980.
Bill Mummy?
Damn it.
Yeah.
Billy Mummy?
Bill Mummy.
Yeah.
Number six, Don't Worry, Be Happy.
Yeah, that song sucks.
Oh.
It's so bad that he doesn't even play it anymore. He won't even play it.
He won't?
No, he refuses. People will request it. He won't play it.
Billy Ocean should kill himself.
It's
not Billy Ocean. It's
Bobby McFerrin.
Bobby McFerrin. Billy Ocean's like a Caribbean Queen and stuff like that.
He should still kill himself.
Yeah, he should. Mm. But
Caribbean Queen is
get out
awful.
Of my car and into my dreams, that kind of stuff. What's the next one?
Number five, Everybody Have Fun Tonight.
Okay, Wang Chung, that sucks.
Yeah, that's pretty
Yeah, that's
bad.
True. That blows.
Originally called Huang Chung, Chinese for perfect pitch.
Really?
The band also claims Wang Chung is the sound made by strumming a guitar. That's dumb.
That's awful gay.
Number four. Okay, this is pretty bad. Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go.
Yes, that is horrible.
Wham!
That is horrible. That is fucking...
Choose life.
Song is based on a note left in George Michael's hotel room one night from the bandmate Andrew whatever.
The mysterious one.
Yeah.
The one no one knows about. Yeah, that fucking band sucked. You couldn't figure out he was gay back then, the way that video looked.
The way he looked in everyday life was...
Yeah, right? With the 5 o'clock shadow and the
tight...
The
gay mustachio thing he's got going on
and
there.
And the high short shorts.
Number three, Greatest Love of All by Whitney Houston.
Ugh.
Can't recall that one.
Don't remember that one. Number two. Oh, come on. Hip to Be Square, Huey Lewis and the News.
Huey Lewis and the News is one of a very good band.
That's really the dumbest song they've ever done, though, I have to say. There's a lot of good Huey Lewis and the News songs, and that's not one.
Nah. This is in Back to the Future.
Back in time.
Don't need no credit card to ride this train.
Number one, worst song of the 80s.
Wait, isn't there a two? Is that two?
That was two. Hip to Be Square. Number one. We Are the World.
Oh, everybody says that. It's like, whatever.
No. Everybody do the dinosaur.
Yeah.
The worst song of the 80s.
Bartman was pretty bad.
That was
90s.
It was 90s.
It was like 91.
You sure it wasn't like 89? Because they came out like 88.
I don't know.
Well, I think it was like second or third season, so it was like probably in the 90s, yeah. You have the collections? I have
season two. It has Do the Bartman, so I guess it was on season two.
So it's probably 90.
Yeah.
You're 89, yeah. So but that sucks, but home. Bad.
Oh, yeah, I got a bunch of stuff.
Every Simpsons. Episode book.
I got all
oh,
those.
You have that?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah.
I have all those DVD collections up until, I think they have seven, I think it's up there, or eight.
I have all the Frasier DVDs up until five, I think.
Okay.
I think five, so. Huh?
Yeah.
Hey.
Oh.
Have fun?
Yeah. Good. All the groceries away?
Yeah. Oh. Someone's killed herself.
All right, we've been going for a while.
You want to officially put an end on this right now?
Well, if I start doing the outro music, is Craig going to tell me to do another hour?
Hey, that's not our fault. We forgot things.
No.
Yeah, that we really didn't even
talk
about.
And I didn't even talk about my weekend anyway, so I don't give a shit. Go ahead. Kill it.
Did you want to?
Nah, I don't give a shit. What the hell am I going to talk about? I went to a hardcore show. A bunch of fucking scene kids looked at me and I called them faggots. It's no big deal. I don't care.
Yeah,
that's pretty
stock.
There, that's it. Let's end it.
All right, Jesus Christ.
Let's shoot this horse.
Just pull the plug. Kill Vaughn's cat.
God. Yeah, my cat's dead. Thanks. Okay. Thanks a lot, buddy.
Yeah, Vaughn's cat died.
Yeah, my cat died. Thanks. Thanks a lot, pal.
You're welcome, buddy. Where'd you bury him?
In the backyard. Way in the back by the shed. Yeah. Where a lot of the animals are. If zombies come back to life, we're fucked. Look, it's buttons.